Radio.
Now I see what the fuck's in front of me, and I don't pretend it's something else. I was fucking her, and now I'm gonna fuck you if you don't piss me off or open your yap at the wrong fucking time. The only time you're supposed to open your yap is so I could put my fucking prick in it. Otherwise, you shut the fuck up. Now, hold on to that.
Huh? Yeah!
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
You don't linger on about it. You don't fucking go around weeping about it. And you don't behave like a kid with a sore fucking thumb. You know, look, go sucking it. Now, my poor fucking thumb. I mean, you gotta behave like a grown fucking man. You gotta shut the fuck up. Don't be sorry. Don't look fucking back because, believe me, no one gives a fuck. You understand?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, huh? Give me that. You suck my dick and shut the fuck up, huh? Okay, go ahead and spit it out. You don't need to swallow it. Just spit it out.
I like what you do because not only are you helping these gentlemen, you're also helping us. Because as a woman, I don't want a wimpy guy that I can walk all over. And believe me, I have a million of those guys chasing after me, and they completely turn me off. Women like a strong man. Women like a confident man. They like men that have a life. And they like men that don't drop everything, you know, just because she snaps her fingers.
Welcome to the Alpha Syndicate Dating Radio Show, live from the Planet Man, with your hosts, Steve the Dean Williams, and the Freak of the Week, the Month, the Year, my boy, Rhyme Saboteur. This show teaches 100% natural game, no pickup lines or tactics to memorize. This show isn't about building a good disguise, it's about developing the courage to take the disguise off and becoming a real man. The training sessions that we offer are an ongoing process for every phase of your life, from building yourself up all the way through marriage. This dating show isn't just for single guys, it's for every man, single, married, engaged, or involved. Ultimately, you will learn a man's value isn't placed in his possessions, it's placed in the man himself. It's game time!
Oh yeah. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Rhyme is here, finally.
Yeah, sir. Hey, I was in the shower, man. My bad.
I don't give a fuck where you at. Anyway, hold on 1 second. 323, who is this?
Game time. We in the building. It's your boy.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and get into this. Guys, I had a great show last night. And again, we going to chop it up, but I have a very amazing show for you because, you know, guys, since we've been doing this show since Lord knows when, for over, I guess, a decade of me doing this since the 90s or whatever, even in the 90s, I've been talking to you guys, and I've always try to understand when I meet people that say they hang out with the food. You know, we always say lions and zebras don't hang out on Facebook or tweet or go to the mall and do all that other bullshit. But I was on the show today, and one of the guys called in, and it was one of the most amazing things that I heard. Because, you know, he's saying that he's an alpha male and all this stuff, and we'll talk to him about this. But he also, in the same sentence, he was saying that he hangs out with women. Like, I mean, hang out with women. Now, yes, he has fucked a few of these women, but he hangs out with women. And I'm not trying to be funny about this shit. This is it's amazing to me when I meet people like that, because I can't believe that shit myself. And that's why I had to bring my boy Rhyme on here to hear this shit, because, hey, if I told Rhyme, I'm sure he wouldn't believe a goddamn thing I say. So, hey, 323, how you doing, big dog?
I'm good. I'm here to talk about the food.
Well, okay. And guys, y'all want to call in, y'all know the number, 347-838-8420, 347-838-8420. We're going to talk about this friend zone bullshit that a lot of you guys are doing that are really fucking up
hey,
your
now.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that shit. Hey, we're going to let our hair down this shit. This ain't Ebony's show. This is my shit. So we're going to let our hair down this motherfucker. All right, so Now let me get clarification before we get in on this. So you're telling me that you say you're an alpha male, right?
Correct.
Okay. And you say that you hang out with women that you, I mean, I know you fucking some of them, but I'm saying that you hang out with other women that you ain't fucking.
Well, I hang out with men and women.
Okay,
they do the
pod thing, the group.
What I'm saying is, like, you know, I have men and women friends in, you know, in my inner circle. That's basically
right. Okay, that's even. Oh, Jesus God. Okay.
Well, you got to call me Jesus in public. You could just say God, but go ahead.
you know how we are. We you know, we don't believe in all that stuff. But the thing is. I'd like for you to let everybody know how that works. How does it work? Because, I mean, I know a lot of our listeners do that shit, and then they wonder why they ain't fucking. But I want to hear from you. How does it work where you hang out with men and women and you ain't trying to fuck none of the women?
Now you said that. I'm definitely trying to fuck.
So you hang out with them, but you are trying to fuck.
I have fucked most of them, and you know, like I said again, I have you know, platonic relationships with female friends. You
right,
know,
that's what I'm talking about, the platonic. And now, are these chicks fat and ugly? Or are they like good looking?
No. Some of them married to my friends and what? You know, we all friends, so you know, I ain't trying to hit my friend's wife. You know what I mean?
I respect that. But my question to you is, what do you have? Right, but what I'm saying is, okay, here you go. Now let me give you for me. Now again, we talked about it. You know, I'm married and everything, and my wife has a sister who's married, and they have get-togethers and hangouts and all other stuff. And I never, only time I talk to them is saying hello, giving a light hug, how you doing, and that's it. And the rest of the night, I don't talk to any of the women.
Let's say, for example, I was your wife's friend. Yeah, no.
Yes.
Let's keep where I'm coming at.
Wait, my wife doesn't mess with women because they catty.
Well, this is a hypothetical.
Okay.
Hypothetical.
Okay.
Right. You know, you say I went to school with her. We grew up together. You know, it's almost like family. We lived on the same streets and stuff like that. You know, went to college or whatever. Then she gets married. So, you know, I'm both you guys' friends. You know what I mean? So I'm not just her friend. You know, I'm both y'all, because, you know, as a respect to you, she said,
yeah,
you know, this is the dude I went to school with. You know. You know, she goes to the class reunions or whatever. You know, it's a small town, so we run into each other, whatever, from time to time. We, you know, we go to each other's house parties or whatever. And,
okay,
you know, it is what it is.
How old are you, 323?
I'm 48. 19.
Okay, this is what baffles me. You're 48, but this is what baffles me. This is the thing that. This is the thing that baffles me, because you're 48. You are older than us. And this is what baffles me. Because
right.
I grew up, when I used to watch TV, okay, and I will say that, you know, I watch TV, and a lot of these guys watch TV today. But there was a difference by the guys that I watched, because there was this TV show called The Monkees. And I'm sure you're familiar with The Monkees, right?
Hey, hey, with The Monkees.
Right. I used to watch a show called The Monkees.
Right.
And there was, and this was what I grew up on and had the mindset of. There was this one character in the group named Davy Jones.
Right.
And every time Davy saw a woman, he was dead on that ass, right?
Right.
No.
Well,
friends.
I don't remember the show too much, but I remember.
Okay, well, yeah,
stuff.
I'm just giving you a hint.
The Beatles
saying,
and
okay.
The Harlem Globetrotters and all that.
Right. So I mean, that's what I grew up on, and that's what I understood. Because even though the big heads that were showing me how to mentor me and stuff like that, they didn't even believe men and women could be friends and all that other stuff. It was just a lot of reinforcement and all that. But you look at today's young man, and I guess it started in the late 80s with Saved by the Bell. What is it? Saved by the Bell.
You basing your thing on TV shows? Like,
Hear me out. What I'm saying is that I'm not basing it on TV, but what I'm saying is a lot of these young men are very impressionable from the TV, the media, the thing that they kick out the most. That's saying this is the new flavor of the month.
They reshape culture in like a decade.
Right.
They reshape men in like a decade from bullshit.
Right. And I do want to say this, guys. There's a very interesting. There's a very interesting thing I want y'all to watch about the 80s. How the 80s changed the way things are. It's a very interesting thing that's coming on Sunday, I think, on the Discovery Channel. Need to watch that because the 80s was the thing that changed a lot of stuff that you see today. It all formatted in the 80s. But and I'm going to throw it to you, 323. What I'm saying is that a lot of men started watching shows and they were getting force-fed late 80s, early 90s that this is the thing, the Seinfeld, the Friends, you know, like I say, Beverly Hills 90210, where men and women started to hang out amongst themselves in little pods, in little groups, and just to the mere sake of hanging out. And I know you're 48, so I know you know the Davy Jones, and I'm sure you know what I'm saying on this. But what I'm saying, I'm sorry.
Like I said, I'm not too much familiar with the show, but, you know, I remember the theme and stuff like that, you know, like a lot of the older shows. But
yeah.
You got to keep in mind, we are in 2013 now, so, you know, when you talk about back in and romanticize about back in the day, I can't identify with that lifestyle today in 2013.
Oh, no, and that's the great thing about us, because if it's not broke, you shouldn't fix it. Because I don't want we should definitely not identify with today.
You know,
huh?
Let's not romanticize that too much, because there was a lot of things going on back then that we don't do now. You know, we have computers now, we have technology, we smarter now about science and different things too.
But all of that has devolved men though.
Yes.
Let me get my take on it so far, you know, because like what you guys are saying is like the premise of this show, right? You know, you said
yes.
The show is to help men. You know, I'm saying whether they're single or
help men
to understand.
Well, no, you showing men how to be
men. Well,
I'm
just reading this for stuff to understand the ins and out of meeting, dating, and
yes.
marrying women.
Yes.
Now my point in that is become their friends first. You know, a lot of people say they marry their best friends and stuff like that. So, you know, if you want to meet women and if you want to date women, you know, you got to hang out with them. Y'all call them, and I'll talk to you guys in y'all language. You call them food. You, if you want a certain kind of food, you got to go where the food is at. You can't be hanging around a lot of dudes if you're trying to meet a female. You know what I mean?
No one says you got to hang out with a lot of dudes and meet a female. The problem is this is what I'm saying. All right, say you, me, and Rhyme are together, okay?
Right.
And this is my conversation with you. Ass, titties, football, bisexual women, ass, titties, football. I mean, that's the basis of our conversation, right?
Right. In some of our conversations, but go ahead.
Well, what else is there to talk about? But, yeah, movies. Okay, let me throw in movies and ass titties and video games. Right, there you go. So let me throw those things in there for you. So,
I'm a complete person, so I got a life, you know what I mean? So I can talk about your life. We can talk about political.
Okay, I'll throw political. I'll throw it all in there, okay? But ass titty women fucking, okay, we'll throw all that in. All right, so when a woman comes into our circle, you, me, Rhyme, and a woman comes in, I'm not changing what I am and who I am because there's a woman that comes into our circle.
Let me say this, because when I talk about I'm friends with women, you know, so I have relationships with these women that I call friends, you know, like I hang with my boys and I hang with my female friends. Now, a lot of the women today, and I'll say in 2013, they know more about sports than a lot of guys know about sports.
Well, okay.
So they can have a conversation with you, an intelligent conversation about who's on what team, who went,
okay,
and who's in March Madness. So they would,
but,
like, number
but,
one,
but,
y'all can have a – y'all could be at the sports bar right now having a great conversation with them, and y'all could be just talking about that. You know?
Why would I
and
talk to a woman about sports? I'm sorry, Rob. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I didn't say.
Okay,
reading.
I thought you said. See, this is what I'm trying to connect these up. This is what's happening with a lot of guys. They're just like us. They talk just like us, right? A woman comes in, and then all of a sudden, they change their whole demeanor to talk about a bunch of frivolous bullshit that has nothing to do with anything because she's around or they're afraid sexual harassment or that they feel like if I say something out of line.
Again, you got to talk about your mentality. See, you come into the conversation looking at women as food. You don't really want to talk or care what they got to say about. All you want to do is fuck them and whatever, whatever. Now,
but what else is there?
I come from the point of I'm still getting around playing with food. I'm feeling a little cat playing with dead mice.
No. You ever see lions and zebras hang out?
Hey, that's a good analogy though, because
I ain't gonna let y'all convert me. I'm fighting. Yo, but here we go. I'm saying, like, you know, I'm friends with females because, like I said, I'm looking again, reading your thing, how to meet and date females. The easiest way to meet a female is to become her friend.
Okay, stop.
You said you want to hear my point, right? Right? You said you go.
All right, go ahead. Let him go. Hold on, let him finish.
Now this is how I do me. You know, I go to a comedy club, you know, and stuff like that. A group of friends and whatnot, guys and girls or whatever.
Right.
We chilling. You know, we laughing, we chilling. You know, stuff like that. Then we might go over to one another's house after the show, and we talking about that and whatnot. You know, and we just having a good time, because we have conversations. They are friends, you know, and some are platonic, and some we fucked before, but they my friends and whatnot, and that's who's in my circle. I don't roll with just a lot of dudes like that.
Well,
you know, that's not how I move.
Well, the thing with 323, he is, I will accept his proposal because he's an older cat, so he's not hanging around 20-year-olds. And shit like that. He's hanging around more mature women, a lot more mature women that know exactly what they want. And I mean, when you get to that upper, you know, upper age, because I'm 38 myself, you know, I think Dean's what, 41, and you know, it's a lot easier to smash older chicks like that because they know what they want out of that. They out of that. Yeah. I wouldn't say desperate, but they just out of that game plan.
Well, I wouldn't say desperate because, again, you know, because I'm friends with women, I know what they go through. When I talk about older women, younger women, I they talk to me because I'm the
right.
Girl.
Right, but
and a lot of the older women, one of their complaints is that a lot of young dudes is hitting on they forced into the cougar thing because a lot of the older cats, you know, they're not up to par with them like that, you know, whatever. They talking to the young girls. So,
okay, yeah, but let me ask you a question.
So,
you have a 20-year-old guy. You have a 20-year-old 323 that comes up to you and says, "Where do I begin?" Let's go right there. Okay, I'm not going to talk about your situation because, like Ron said, you are old head, and what you're doing is what you're doing. But I want to ask you this:
What
advice would you give a 20-year-old? Would you tell him to do the same thing as far as hanging out with women in groups and stuff?
Well, I said if you want to fuck and not be on the phone with a lot of dudes, I'm saying if you want to fuck, dude, you got to get where the females at. You know what I mean? Go where the women at, dog.
I believe
that.
No doubt. You go where the women at, but you don't take sand to the beach either. I'm not going out to no spot with chicks. I don't give a fuck
No. See, what I'm saying is, like, he asked the question. I'm saying, you know, you got to befriend them. You know, you got to befriend
them. I'm saying, would you tell him that if he didn't say, I'm in a group with, I got Chip, John, Marcy, and Amy, and we're all going out, and I want to go out to meet some people. Would you tell him to get rid of the women in the group, or would you tell him to go out with the women in the group?
Well. Again, I'm telling him, like, you know, if you go on the smash, like, if your goal to go out, you know, like you said, you're going to a class reunion or whatever, and you want to get something, you don't bring no female with you. You know, you go in just like if you go into the club, you don't bring nobody with you. You go in by yourself if you're on a prowl. You know, now if you just go in that chill with your friends, it's different. But if you're going on a prowl, you know, that's a whole different vibe.
But when you're saying chill with friends, you say, okay, and this is where I'm not connecting. Now, I understand that with you older women, but why would you as a young man hang out with women if you ain't trying to fuck them?
Let me ask you a question, because usually if I'm hanging out with them, that means I hit before.
We
got like a relationship. So.
No, that's fine. No, after you hit, that's fine after you hit. I respect that. No, what I'm saying is before you, if you ain't hit any of them, why would you go to places and hang out with them? Like a pod thing, the group thing. Why would that be good for a younger guy to hang out with guys?
Let me give you an example. Like, for example, what I do out here sometimes. Okay, you know, I did poetry. I promoted poetry shows and comedy shows, right?
Yes.
A lot of the young cats doing poetry. We got a lot of females in that too, so we call them ciphers. So what happens is a lot of them just hang out and they come to the poetry cafe together and they just chill. They enjoy that art. You know what I mean?
No, I understand that. But I'm saying, like you say,
and they connect with one another with the art. You know, they have a mutual respect for one another because of their skill and you know how they spit or whatever. You know, same with the comedians.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, okay, I'm a 20-year-old. And for instance, okay, let me give you a friend. My son, all right, Oh man, he'll never do this, but let me just hypothetically say this shit. So hypothetically speaking, if I saw my son at 18 years old or even high school hanging out with guys and girls, I'm gonna have a problem with that.
Well, the reality is, like, a lot of them, they go to the movies in groups now, you know,
but that's
with their girlfriends or whatever.
Right, right.
You
but
know,
see, that's
and
the
they
problem.
All know each other. And so right, he knows his boy. So
yeah,
check
yeah.
this out. He knows his boy girlfriend. So him and his boy girlfriend is friends, too. So
no, there's no relationship. There's no relationship. They're just all going out for the sake of meeting up.
They going for the movies.
Right.
Let me chime in. The problem is women are users. Women are, every single one of them are users. And
now, you feel you can speak for every single woman because you met every woman.
I can
you say the women
speak
that you
every
met
single
are users.
Woman that has got friends.
The ones that you came in contact with, let's preface it.
Because
you haven't met every
use,
woman, right?
They use men as a stopgap between boyfriends. So we're not talking about the guys that are fucking. If you fucking and hanging out with the chicks, that's fine. But if you just hanging out to hang out, like I'm never not in hunt mode. Like, I mean, I got a girlfriend now, but when I was single, I'm never not hunting.
You're not desperate like that. Though. Like, if you hit, this says that you, if you got a healthy sex life, right, you got, like, several females that you hitting on a regular and whatever. You got certain females that's just your friend. You know what I mean? You don't have to be hitting everything around you 24/7. Some women you can just actually friends with.
I've never had a female friend. I keep telling you that. I've had female
but
associates.
You can change. You know you're not too old to change. You can stop.
No. But see, wait. See, one thing I wanted to talk about rite of passage. One thing, and this connects to why I don't have female friends.
Uh-oh.
You know. Back in the day when and I know you hate to hear the back of the day stories, but there used to be a time where when a young boy reached a certain age, maybe 7 or 8 years old, okay, the older elders would get with the mother and say, you know what, it's time. And what they would do is that later on that night while he's huddled up under mom, you would hear drums and congos and whatever, they would come in there and they would take the boy. And the boy would be screaming for the mom would be screaming for the boy, but she's just acting. And then what they would do is they would take that boy and put him in a group of men where he is never to relate to a woman again. He's never too relate.
Now, where you grow up at? In the village? I'm just
well, no, no, no. Please don't hear me out. Hear me out. I'm not talking about me. I'm not talking about me being no village. I'm saying the mindset that look, the mindset that I was handed. That
you must never talk to women again. Oh my goodness.
No one said anything. You got jokes. No one said never talk to women, but you should never relate to a woman. Never.
You
can't
relate
to
her. You just fuck her and let her go. Catch and release.
Of course you catch them and let them write. Because what if that's all they're for? You're not supposed to sit around and talk to someone who is an emotional individual that runs off emotions. Sure, it has a little logic. I'm not saying they're not logical. But what I'm saying is this is the problem with the boys today because they relate so much
like
to
that.
These – huh?
Well, I'm saying they didn't bring me into no room and separate me. I grew up –
No,
I
didn't
grew
say
up,
separate. I didn't say separate.
I grew
separate,
up watching,
but,
you know, reading dirty magazines, watching – listening to Richard Pryor jokes.
Right.
Like
but what I'm saying is that I was lucky enough to see a guy who was getting nothing but ass. All the guys wanted to hang out with him. All the women wanted him.
He was getting ass, hey now.
Oh, he yeah, of course.
Yeah, break
that
down
that, of course. Because when you're a young 11 or 10-year-old and you are at the basketball court and you see women driving up, bringing the man McDonald's and drinks and begging and crying and plea and he got to tell them off and get off the court, you got there's something that draws you to that person to say, "What is it that you're doing?" What are you doing? What's going on here?
It's like he's fucking well.
Well, of course, but there was a mindset to it. It wasn't just a fucking well. It was a mindset that went with it where he explained and broke that shit down to a young motherfucker like me who became a badass motherfucker because of what he's saying. Because still today, even if I'm married, I still don't relate to women. I speak to women. I don't want to be friends with women. Why the fuck? What do I want to talk to a woman about? What do I want to discuss?
The same thing you talk. You just say if you had a bad day and see your friend, you like, man, you gotta piss me off.
Is
man.
That
let
some
me,
emotional
call,
shit? Wait. Let did you say call, having a bad day?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just being real, you know. I know we say we don't talk, but a lot of times, keep it real, we get in our little emotions. And we got to talk to somebody about some things, man. Yo, my girl, man, she tripping right now.
Really?
Baby,
why
like, whatever. I need to talk to somebody. Talk
no.
me down because I want to go choke this girl.
Three,
she's
three,
like,
two,
no,
three.
I don't do that because you know you be in jail.
Right,
you
but 3-2-3, at the end of the day, she's a woman. That's the thing. At the end of the day, she's a woman and she's going to think like a woman. So why would you ask a woman a logical question when she's going to give you an emotional answer?
Well, see, again, you know, I know a lot of different women. Some are professors. Some are just regular ratchet chicks.
It doesn't matter what her job is,
whatever.
She's still
but,
a woman.
But what I'm saying is, like, I consider their opinion, and I think it's valuable, you know, because they're my friend.
Wait, hold on. We got a call. Holden Brain is calling. 111, what's your name? Where you calling from?
How you doing? I'm the man you love to hate.
What's up, man? What you got?
Not this category.
What's up with y'all? I've been listening to y'all for the last 30 minutes.
All right, what's up? You got a question or comment?
I got a question and a comment. Well, first of all, if a man leaves a woman because he doesn't get his way and he doesn't have the last word, well, he's acting like a woman. He's crying. You know, and I'm listening to you, sir, and it seems like you're going in circles. See, in a relationship, right, I agree with you. I was talking about platonic friendships today, and it's very seldom that someone really has a true, true platonic friendship with opposite sex. That's real rare. And you have to worry about how did you guys meet to be a platonic friendship. Now, there's really no – you guys are talking about if the woman's not going to do what I say, she can get stepping going. But you, if you're married, you're in a compromise.
What do you mean I say? Who said do what I say? This is not a dictatorship. What do you mean do what I say?
You have a set of rules that you live by, and if they cross those lines, then they got to go.
And if you cross her lines, you got to do what?
Well, who gives a fuck about her lines? I don't give a fuck about her lines. I hear lines.
No.
He said, I hear lines and I respect. Hey, look, as long as her lines is not involved disrespect, I have no problem with it. I will listen, and I ask for respect for her. I will listen to her boundaries because we all have to have boundaries. And whatever the boundaries are.
Those boundaries, correct?
I'm sorry?
Aren't you going to compromise to those boundaries? Aren't you going to compromise
to those
boundaries?
No, let me finish what I'm fucking saying. Ain't about them compromise. I told you, men don't fucking compromise. If she is like this, she's like, you know what? Well, let me think of a boundary. Throw a boundary at me. Give me a boundary. What could a woman have as a fucking boundary? I guess I don't feel like having sex. I guess we're in a relationship.
She married to your best friend, so you can't hit it. That's her boundary. But y'all can be friends.
Okay, she married to my best friend, but guess what? When I talk to my best friend, I talk to my best friend. I don't talk to her. I never talk to her. I may say hi to her and be cordial and nice to her, but that's
as
far as our
conversation
goes.
Because she know the game, too. Just say she like a Dallas Cowboys fan, and y'all watching the game, and she
I still not
going
to talk to her.
You be like,
why?
What?
I have nothing in common with her.
I am talking to your husband. I am not talking to you.
What I'm saying is, I go to Rhyme's house, right? I go to Rhyme's house.
Hold on, Dean, we got a perfect example. Well, we went to E3, and I had the little Mexican chick.
Okay,
you didn't talk to her like that.
Did I ever talk to her, Rhyme?
No.
Never talk.
Wow.
Okay, let me give you an imprint. Like we went to California last year, and Rhyme had this girl. You know, he's hollering this chick that picked us up from the airport and all this other stuff. If I talked to her, it'd be a one question, maybe one thing, but I would never talk to her the whole time because I had nothing in common with. What do I need to talk to her about?
But if y'all at the game, y'all got that in common. You're watching the game, and she comment, he dropped the ball.
We were eating chicken and waffles.
Listen, sir, what planet do you live on that men and women don't have nothing in common?
I'm living on a planet where guys are trying to fuck and trying to maintain good relationships with their goddamn women that they're not maintaining because they're too busy being like women and not getting respected by women.
No,
that's the planet
sir,
I'm on right
someone,
here.
Look, if someone says that I have the last say in this
you
relationship,
like
no matter what, no matter what, they're acting like a woman. That's how a woman would act.
I don't have to tell you, and we ain't going over this shit again. I don't have to tell.
Y'all would be allowed to talk.
Okay. Yeah. Well. No. This shit ain't gonna go like it was last week. Cause we're gonna control this shit down. I'm saying this. I don't have to tell you that I have the last word. You already gonna know once we get in the relationship what is, not what could be. So I don't have to tell you shit. I don't have to tell you a goddamn thing, really. You automatically gonna know what the deal is. That's what these punk ass motherfuckers don't do nowadays. They let shit slide.
You say they don't control a woman.
Okay.
Well, it's not about
controlling
a woman.
They just let their woman run all over them, and when they get in the relationship,
you be like, why is your woman still talking? Put your dick in her mouth. She is talking too much.
All of a sudden, they can't go nowhere. All of a sudden, they not all. Oh, hey fellas, it's 9:30. I got to get back to the house. Oh, all of a sudden, they whole shit change up. Because they with a woman, and they letting the woman
run. I got a boy like
no
that,
one.
You know, where his woman like that, you know, where she don't like me because she know how we used to run. And so when I come over there, she locked him down like that. And one time I went over there to get the car, I like, yo, can we take your car? Nah, you can't take the car. I'm needed to go shopping.
Here's my question, 323. Here's my question. We talked about this earlier today, and we were on common ground. Now, again, we talk about them fruit booty motherfuckers, right? You don't hang out with fruit booty motherfuckers.
Wait, hold on. Y'all taught me a word. Let me see if I can remember. He's a beta.
We're talking about. See, here's the thing.
He's a beta brother. You know.
Of course he is. But what I'm saying is, if and I'm gonna say Rhyme or Squid or any of the boys I hang out with, if I see any of them being run by their woman, I'm not fucking with them. I can't fuck with weak ass motherfuckers.
That's my boy. You know, I tell him. You know, like you said, when he get out the house, he's strong.
Rome is my boy.
He like when he get out the house, he be like, man, I don't want to hit her or argue back because you know.
Because you know what it means. Because it's sickening to see a weak ass motherfucker bend backwards to a fucking woman, and I can't be around that shit.
And it is sickening to see a man totally dictate a woman's life. It's sickening.
Who dictated a woman's life?
Well, I will say this. I did have a funeral for the bone in his back when I saw it a couple of years ago. I was singing Amazing Grace and everything when the bone in his back broke and she was running him. I did say that. I did have the funeral. I saw the death.
323, the thing is like I say, again, there are different levels of alpha. There is high tolerance, low tolerance, and no tolerance. When you have high or low tolerance, you put up with that kind of shit and you're fine with it. But when you have no tolerance, you don't put up with kind of shit like that.
See.
Well, all power is given, right? So any way that you have your marriage, and if you're happily married, your wife has given you that power. If she said that you made the last decision, she gave you that task to make the last decision. So there's really no leader.
I don't give a fuck if she's a booty call, motherfucker. She ain't giving me shit. That's where you get shit all twisted. That's where you get shit all twisted.
She's going to have to get on the pussy or the relationship ain't going to work. She's going to have to get that up, goddammit.
No, sir. No, first of all, you said booty call. Booty call is giving you pussy. You're going to have to compromise to a booty call at a certain extent.
How do you compromise to it? This is some...
He's saying, like, you got to be their friend first.
I
agree. I say you got
to
be a woman's friend. You know, why not be a woman's friend? What's wrong with being friends with a female? And, you know, because you said you want to date them, you want to marry them. Well, you got to be their friend first. I mean, that's no getting around that.
I understand.
You want to marry
her. I think you know what the word compromise means.
I understand being a woman's friend, but not on the level that it's being today. Today, these men do not know how to communicate because of the internet. They do not know how to communicate because of Facebook and Twitter and all that other bullshit. They have Instagram. They don't know how to have regular conversations.
That's the point you're bringing up too. Because I know young people texting on the phone. They will text, but they don't know how to talk to each other.
Right, but here's what I'm saying. But when you get your foot on the fire, what happens is they fall back into this mode of, let me try to impress her. Let me ask a bunch of dumbass questions that I really don't give the fuck about what the answer is, just to show her that I'm interested in her. Or let me watch my mouth and be careful about what I say, because if I say the wrong thing, she might question it, then I'm going back down. Like, for instance, then I know it is a commercial. It's just like that Twix commercial. See, I'm not saying you don't. I'm saying, look, we love women. But what I'm saying is the problem is motherfuckers are relating too much to women because their female tendencies are acting like women. They're acting more like women than fucking
men. I'm thinking about another candy commercial right now. Like, I need to give you a Snickers and, yo, calm down.
Hold on. 111, God, be careful, because the guy I'm about to bring in, please don't come with that.
Uh-oh.
Men and women should be together shit, because this brother don't play shit. He going to break you down. And I'm just saying, just please.
He will never break you down.
It's an honor.
Bring him to the table of life.
Guys, as always, it is an honor and a great privilege to talk to. Will you shut the fuck up and let me finish my thing, goddamn shit? This man right here has a website called Men Don't Play. He is an author. And he is a man's man when it comes to this fucked up ass word of these sorry ass motherfucking bitch ass dudes. Anyway, let me bring in my boy Bobby. Bobby, what's up, man?
What's going on, Bobby?
Again, man, it's an honor to be in the midst of a conversation that is necessary to have. I just queued in, so I'm really like trying to figure out where you are right now. Because there's an argument going on when I came on.
Bob, we have a brother here that say you should compromise as a man. Men don't lead. I mean, shit.
I ain't say compromise now, guys.
Not you, 323. The other caller, we got the other caller on here. He feels that a man has to compromise to a woman And what was the other bullshit he said, Ryan?
If you're in a merge, you are. But I'm talking about you don't have to compromise to a trick. But I'm talking about a merge, a relationship. There's no lead in a merge. A leader is never in
a
compromise.
There's no lead in a marriage.
And listen, if she and listen, she's allowing you to be the leader, and she can take that leadership spot any time you want. If you are in a happy merge, both of you are in a compromising position, and you're happy. There's no leader.
A leader
never has to compromise to anybody, sir.
I am the man of my house. And
okay.
As the man of my house, if there's somebody of a female nature that tries to take my throne, they're gone. You're not going to take...
A married person is going to be different from a single person because in your house,
because your house is your castle.
A single person is different, right?
No. Your house is your castle wherever you at. I don't care if you at her house. You're the man of that house. I'm not saying you got to tell her what to do in her house.
Hold on. Let me write that down. I'm gonna tell her that. I'm tired of this line, goddamn.
Hey, brother. I heard you earlier today.
My house. Who's house?
Listen, earlier today, sir, you said that my wife may do some things, and I may do. I may take the lead in some things, and my wife may do some take the lead in some things. And I'm letting you know you're right about that. Both of y'all are leaders in what y'all doing to merge, but there's no overall leader, sir. There's none. Both of you guys.
So there's no man in the house, right? There's no man in the house in your book.
What do you mean? And define a man. See, because everybody got their different pictures of a man, sir. And I'm letting you know.
This is why we have the problems we have today, because it is fucked up ass thinking.
My thing is, I don't question the roles of the man and woman. My thing is, you can be friends with the woman.
I know. Let me pause this dude and get back to you, 323, because I'm going to let Bobby get on this shit in a second. What I'm saying is, 323, look,
yes,
understand that, you know, you have female friends and everything at an older age. But what I'm saying is that
these young female friends, too, now.
Okay,
right
well,
now.
Let me explain. These young guys cannot separate themselves. You know, these motherfuckers are hanging out with these goddamn women because they want to fuck them. They're not hanging out because they want to be friends. They just trying to backdoor these women. They trying to hang out with the pack and love them from afar and like them from afar.
I'm saying, like, in situation where you are friends with some of these women, like, they might be basketball enthusiasts or football enthusiasts, and you go into the bar, y'all have that in common. And you know you're not trying to fuck. You really enjoying the game.
Okay, but
you know,
see, the thing, like Ryan was saying, these women are attention whores. They don't go to the damn bar to watch the shit. Look, isn't it funny?
That's what I'm saying, because you don't have women friends, so you wouldn't know that. See?
I'm observing. I know
specifically that these women go there to really watch the game. I mean, they are so...
Right,
I'm
with
talking
some
about,
tight
you know,
jeans
those,
on, high heels,
and
a shirt with the top of the belly hanging out, right?
Y'all know that y'all know some female fans that's crazy about their team on here. Let's keep it real.
I know a couple.
Y'all
gotta
know like
got
one person.
Hey,
or
I know a couple, but they still got on tight shit. They still got on perfume. They still trying to look good.
Well, they female. They ain't supposed to have on what you got. They ain't supposed to wear no dildo.
But what are they doing it for? They doing it to draw what? What do you think they trying to draw?
I think they're enjoying the game. You know, you
oh,
can't. You know, who you try, when you go there, when you go to a game, who you trying to draw? When you with your boys, you enjoying the game.
Damn.
Just saying. What's really going on at the game?
Wait.
It is a female's nature to try to attract a woman, and if you notice,
attract a
woman. It's always a female. Purpose, nature to attract the men. Just look how they try to show their butt tops. Look,
I agree with you. Wow, we agree on something finally on some shit.
So much emphasis in the buttocks, brother. And I'm letting you know they know that capitalizes our mind.
All right, wait. Stop right there. I'm gonna pause you real quick. Hold on, I'm gonna bring you back in a second. Hold on, I'm gonna pause you real quick. He's absolutely right, and I hate to fucking agree with this goddamn person, but he's absolutely right. And what you understand, 323, is that. They do it.
Too.
They
as
don't do
say.
It. Be, because they want to look good for themselves. They do it for the attention that they get. We are in. Do you know what self-importance is?
Are you really going to say on this phone that women are not fans of football, basketball, or whatever? Do you really believe that in yourself? That
I'm not saying
know,
they're not,
not
fans.
Not really. I'm saying not real ones.
I know.
Like
I'm
women.
Saying that everything that a man has, they always try to be a part of because they know that's the only place they can go to draw attention from that man.
What I'm saying, you know, a lot of times, here's the difference between me and you. I'm friends with women. So, you know.
I know, that's why I'm asking how that works.
We enjoy certain things together. Certain activities we enjoy together besides just fucking, which is a beautiful thing. But you know, hey, full disclosure. But like I said again, we might like watching the game. We might like going to the Poetry Cafe. We might like going to the comedy clubs. We might like going to the games. We might like going on each other's house and just chilling, you know.
What is that?
Watching
what do you mean? So you're chilling with a beautiful woman that you haven't fucked, and you just chilling?
What? Now, see, you said that.
No. I'm talking about the ones you ain't fucking. I'm not talking about the ones you fucked.
I didn't fuck. This ain't the ones that's married to my friends, right? Or they gone with my friends. We still cool. I'm not fucking her because I respect
my
boy.
And I understand out of respect for your boy.
Now watch this. Now some of them have come on to me, but I respect that. You know,
of course they have.
I would bang the back out of that. But you know, I ain't want to mess up my friendship with my boy right here.
But you wait. But see, it makes my point because they don't respect their man.
Some women.
They don't respect their man. That's why they do that shit.
The thing is, like, you know, it all comes down to respect. That's not all of them. They just like
not
dudes.
All of them.
Some dudes respect their females, and some don't. Some cheat on them.
My wife does. My boys come over. She'll ask them what they want to eat. She'll call it, cook it, serve it, or order it. And once she lays everything out, you know what she does? She says hi to the guys, and she goes right into the bedroom.
Well, I know that kind of woman too, and that's how they were raised up, you know, and stuff like that. Which is like, if that's their truth, that's beautiful. That's how they was raised, you know. Like kids, for example. What y'all doing in here when all these grown folk in here? Get out of here! And the kids would dismiss themselves. But now we in a different time. We're in, you know, people ain't doing that stuff no more.
That is the problem. Because these guys, let me tell you what these guys are doing. Like I said, we talked about the fruit booty shit earlier today, right? These guys, because they relate to women so much, they don't know how to behave like men.
Again, you know, that might be on that individual basis because, you know, I consider myself an alpha male, you know, got a lot of female friends or whatever, and I got dude friends in my circle. And I'm not trying to fuck all of them. Some of them are my platonic friends because we share interests, you know, whether it's work, whether it's sports, whether it's like, see, hey now.
I'm not knocking you. Like I told you, I wish I could be like that and have female friends. But
women genuinely, they have interests, they have a life, you know, and it's interesting.
Wait, hold on.
You talking to somebody who play with his food now, goddamn. Can I play with my food?
I've always, like I said, I always go back to nature. Nature only knows how to be nature. Can we agree on that? A lion only knows how to be a lion. Can we agree on that? He doesn't know about Facebook or Twitter or hanging out with fucking zebras. All he knows is when he sees a zebra, he ain't thinking about, oh, gee, look at the lovely stripes. Why don't we go hang out and watch the hyenas and fucking giraffes and shit, and we just hang out and everything. No, he says, you know what? That's food. I hunt that. I don't hang out with it.
But when wisdom came and knowledge and understanding came, you don't think like that no more. That's called Neanderthal thinking, right?
But you know what's funny? Take away the electricity. If something should happen and we lose the electricity and TV and all other stuff.
Because he was out with them lottery tickets again.
Wait, time out. Guess what we're going to revert back to? You know, only difference is that we, a lot of people are clouded by what this media and society has told you what is proper.
I believe that women can be your friend. They can be, they're smart as you are. You know, they got
I'm not saying they're
like
smart
you
as
you
are. They could be
they
smarter than me.
They got life experiences just like you got, and they got interests like you got. So you have something
but
to have a
I'm
conversation
But if I'm trying to fuck
with.
You, why do I care?
Hey, but all
not just for, I mean, your premise says, that, are you trying to meet women? Are you trying to date women? Are you trying to marry women? If you try to marry women or meet them, this should be important to you.
No. She starts off, I'm going to throw it to you in a second, Ryan. You have to understand this. She starts off as a person. See, this is the problem a lot of men don't understand. Being a man has nothing to do with a fucking woman because a woman is a perk in the journey of a man. A woman has nothing
perk.
To do.
Yeah.
Let me explain. A woman has nothing to do with you being a man. Nothing at all. And
okay.
It doesn't matter what the fuck she brings to the table, because if you are a true man, you already know what you are about and what you expect. You have expectations.
Right.
You have
right.
the expectations. Okay. So when I meet you, I don't know shit about just because you look good, got a fat ass, I don't give a fuck. Because that ain't telling me what your behaviors are. You could, like I told you, she could tell me she's Superwoman. She comes from Krypton. She can fly. Like they do all that bullshit.
Well, there was
what?
That one pussy that came.
No, shut the fuck
ahead.
Up. Anyway, her behaviors are going to tell me more. And you know what? Until I deem, as a man, until I make the choice of letting her move up into the ranks of maybe dating, and it's my choice, not hers, my choice, then we move to another level. But until
then
she ain't
then y'all
shit.
Become friends, right?
Huh?
Hey, now.
No. Hey, after you get the ass, yeah.
What?
After you get the ass, you can be friends.
Yes, absolutely. Now. We can be the best of friends after we get done fucking. After we get done fucking, you can tell me all your shit, all your degrees and what you like to cook. I'm fine. I'll listen then.
But there you go. So now you got a friend. Like, you know, you can call her sometimes.
No.
You know, sometimes.
No, only time I'm going to call her is if I'm trying to set up a threesome or I'm trying to get some ass or maybe she want to cook for me and my boy.
I thought
boy
you was
something.
There. You was almost there. But we talking about somebody you trying to marry.
I'm never going
to
hold the guy. Hold up, dog. Wait, God damn it. Let's hold on. I'm going to take. Wait. Give me a second.
You don't
want to
make her a hoe, right?
Wait.
I don't give a good goddamn what you believe or don't believe. I believe we gonna blow this bitch's brains out. Believe
Sam.
That.
Sam,
thank you, Sam.
Now,
hear me out. What you have to understand is, again, the way we are, we do not ask guys to come. We don't sit on the corner and say, come join us. These young men see what we have as men and see that we're happy and we don't put up with shit. We have great relationships if we choose to have them, great marriages, and if we don't have any women, we still live our lives, okay? So what they do, 323, is they ask us what is the formula, and we tell them all the time, why are you hanging out with fucking women that you really normally want to fuck if given the opportunity? Why are you hanging out with them? Oh, because that's the only way I can get a date from them. That's the only way, that's what they saw on TV or some fucking body told them, that they have to hang out at
or
the beach pit.
Or it could get them to be their friend.
But why? Wait.
See, now,
you
said this
saying,
something you never
okay.
did before, so you talking to someone that has actually got women friends. So you don't have. So I don't expect you to understand it until you start doing it, but some
right.
of these women, are they real friends?
Oh, well, okay, and let me tell you what a friend to me is. Bobby's a friend. Rhyme's a friend. And let me tell you the difference is, I don't see Bobby or Rhyme and say, oh, my God, I got to sleep with that motherfucker. I got to get that ass, right? Because they are friends.
Judging.
Hold on. Because they are friends. Because they are friends. But if I see a beautiful woman, that a beautiful-looking woman that gets my attention, how am I supposed to formulate something in my head saying, hey, she looks like she could be a friend and we could hang out and take bubble baths together with our clothes on and talk about a bunch of frivolous bullshit.
That's some A&E stuff right there. I'm just saying.
How the fuck does that work, Ryan?
What's up?
How the fuck does that work? You see a beautiful woman and you don't want to fuck her? You'd rather be her friend?
Nah, that's not possible in my world. I don't even understand that.
Well, not saying all your relationships are like that. You don't want to, you know, just say, for example, all the women, some of them are married to your friends, some are your boys, girl, whatever, you know, and you got those boundaries there. So you're not fucking every woman that's in your circle.
Right, you're not fucking them, but
well,
you're still not hanging out with them. You're still not spending time and
out.
Having chats.
I don't hang out with my boys' wives and shit. We don't do that.
We don't do that shit.
Well, just say if y'all go to the same, like, I'll bring it up again, the sports bar, because they have interest. Common interest. You go over there.
I will be sitting next to the guy talking to the guy, and I wouldn't talk to the woman. Why do I want to talk to her?
None of my boys bring their wife or girlfriend to the sports bar either.
They know better.
They just don't care.
You'd be like, hold on that, goddammit. Well, yeah, he better not be in the back room. Where's Becky, goddammit?
I go over to my boy's house and his wife is there. I speak, hey, how you doing, blah, 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 this and that. Now, men are talking. Like, we don't.
Well, this is old-fashioned thinking. And
it's not, okay, but wait. See, that's the problem. People want to say it's old-fashioned thinking, but if it's not broke, then why try to fix it?
But we saying it is kind of broke because,
No. The generation of
they don't have women friends.
Wait, the generation. Oh, let me tell you the guys. I'm going to let you hear the kind of guys that want to sit around and say, see, you got to understand something. When these guys relate more to women, they look at that shit as that's Neanderthal and that's terrible. And why would you say that? And why can't we hang out?
I thought everybody had women friends.
It's these kind of guys.
I don't want to be different. I'm not trying to be different. It's just the way I am. They call me sissy, but I'm not a sissy. I'm not. Why do they call me sissy?
It's those kind of motherfuckers that say we are Neanderthals. When when a man thinks another man is a Neanderthal or misogynistic, that's a problem.
That man is doing something.
Shots fired, bro. Shots fired. That's a sideways shot. Bang, bang.
That is a problem. That's a problem. When you think another man is too aggressive, and I'm not talking about, we're not talking about raping or hurting a woman, and we're not talking about it. I'm saying being aggressive as in going for what he wants. And when you have a problem with, when another man has a problem with that, that's the same guy that saves the trees.
I'm amazed that y'all don't have female friends.
But here's the thing. I can't speak for me because I'm retired now. That's why I'm doing this. But when I was out there running, all I was doing was fucking hanging out with my boys and having a great life. And people are not doing that. You know what they're doing? They're going home. They're jumping on their telephones, their iPads or whatever, trying to find someone to comment or like their comments or say something cute to try and impress some motherfucker they don't even know because they don't understand these women ain't
shit. That might be the internet life, but I'm in real life.
God.
I'm in the streets. I'm in the clubs. I'm here with people.
Yeah, but when you're in a club, I'm in a club too. And what do you see? They're still holding their phones up at night. You got all the lights out, and you see all these little lights because everybody's still on their phones.
No, I'm saying we are really interacting with one another. We enjoy one another's company. That's why I'm surprised that you guys don't have female friends. I mean, like,
how does that work?
I'm like flying over y'all with a helicopter, watching y'all adjust the satellites. And those people, they don't have female friends. I heard that before.
You know what's great about not having female friends? Because how you going to explain to your boy, because I would do this in a heartbeat, how you going to explain to your boy that his girl tried to hit on you? Were you cool enough with your wife? Did you tell your boy that his wife tried to hit on you?
Oh, hell, I just made a mental note when they break up.
No, see what kind of, see that's
the
part. See, that's fucked up.
How y'all relationship doing, dog? Damn.
No.
How long
see,
you got
see, see, this is what I'm talking about. Friends. See, it's a muddle. It's like a little muddle because you know what? I got nothing but love for Bobby and Ron. And if any of their women were trying to hit on me, I'm going straight to them as soon as they say that. Say, look, man, your girl's hitting on me. Because that's the respect that friends have.
I'm just saying, hey, Bobby be slipping, he's slipping. I mean, that's the charge to the game, goddammit.
But what I'm saying is that, and you know, this is a great show, and I need you to come on next because I'll find the audio, because there's a show on MTV called The Friend Zone. It's a great show because it shows you how lost these boys are and how lost these girls are. when they be well, friends for a little while.
You know, they are attracted and they scared they're going to mess it up. There are those out there, but then there are on the other flip side of it, you got real friends. And that's why I say I'm surprised, you know, that men out in the world got friends, female friends that they ain't fucking. You know, some are platonic. They knew all their life or whatever. You know, they got success, they married or whatever, but they stayed friends with them and whatnot. And some of them, they just, like, ain't trying
okay.
to hit like
and,
that.
And I will always say, because I know what you're about to say, another perspective, but like I've always said, and I'll say this to you again, is that if I have a wife, okay, and I have a wife, what the fuck can another woman give me that my wife isn't giving me? And that's the problem with a lot of this fucking cheating that's going on
well,
Facebook.
The answer to your question is she can only give you her perspective on
but
things.
But I don't give a fuck. That's
another
what I'm
woman's
her,
perspective. But another woman's perspective.
Another
that's
woman or my – which one do you think I'm going to take put high regards? Another woman or my wife's perspective? Which one's more important?
Well, not high regard. I'm just saying different opinions and stuff
well,
like that.
Well, the problem is, look, the problem
you're
is you
coming
have
from
guys.
A married perspective, though.
Okay.
See, when
well,
you come
you know
from a married
what?
Perspective, you're supposed to talk like that.
Right. And
you
I got
know,
this clip.
You talk the other way, it probably would be a problem. Cause you
right. No, I want you to hear this because I'm glad you said that. Because on this clip right out here, and Bob, I got you, your lines open. And on this clip, I want you to hear, because I didn't get a chance to finish my show, but I want you to hear how this shit went down because this woman had a male friend. Okay? She had a male friend, and she had a husband, okay? Now, I want you to hear the intro real quick. Listen to this. Listen.
I thought that I would never cheat on Chris because I've actually never cheated on anyone before. But I couldn't resist Orlando in that moment. The reality of the situation was I was seeing this really great guy. I cheated on him with my ex. I ended up pregnant, and I hid the pregnancy from my boyfriend, my family, and everything was pretty much a lie.
I know, bitch, everything's pretty much a lie.
She a hoe. She a hoe.
No. You know what? She's not a hoe. You know what she is? She's a woman that had, again, the guy, her ex came over because he was having problems with his girl. And she was home by herself, and they started talking and started conversating. See, here's the thing, and I'm gonna throw Bob, let Bobby say some stuff, but this is what I'm saying. See, the problem is if there is a pinch of attraction, okay, and that's the thing a lot of people don't understand. If there is an ounce of attraction towards another individual, even if you're like, damn, look at them titties and look at that ass, okay, if there's an ounce of attraction, and it should be when you see a beautiful woman, absolutely. That thing can fester into something larger when you spend time with that individual, especially if you're a man about your shit. Because what a lot of guys don't understand is that they have girlfriends and they're not a man about their shit. They maybe ain't fucking correctly, or she's dominating the household. And when another individual comes in, like a me, for instance, it's not good for him because I'm not going to put – I'm going to check her about yelling at him. And who's to say that's not going to turn her on?
I'm just going to put on that Ray J song so I hit it first, goddamn it.
Oh, Jesus, goddamn it. Anyway, Bobby, what's going on with you, big dog?
Well, as I listen in to this conversation slash argument slash debate, the one thing that I'm struck with is the generational disconnect. And I have to preface my remarks by saying, for those that don't know that are listening, I would be classified as a caveman based upon this conversation.
Yeah.
I grew up in an era where the notion of having a female friend was just that, a notion. It wasn't a likelihood. As I've grown older, I've attempted to have female friends, and the reality was it was always something to it. Either she wanted more out of it or I didn't. We had enough things in common where we went up to that point where it became evident that either she wanted something different or I wanted something different. So if I define it in the modern vernacular, I have female acquaintances.
Yes.
It's practically impossible for me to have a friendship with a woman because a friendship requires a lot more commonality than is physically possible. Because I am built differently.
Well, if you don't have self-control, you know, you can own that. That's cool.
Now, let me just finish. Hold on. I don't want to be in a debate. I want to just make a point, and I'll value yours, but we're not going to talk at the same time. I'm going to say what I got to say, and then I'm going to back out of it.
That's right.
So just
I'm talking about this
my thought.
My bad.
Excuse me?
No, he's good. Go ahead, Bobby.
Sorry about being disrespectful. My bad.
That's okay. All right. So I'll just share my point of view. My point of view is it's practically impossible for me to be friends with a woman because friendship to me is based on commonality. I'm not going to have no period. I'm not going to get pregnant. Okay. So those things take it out of the realm of possibility for me to be a friend to a woman because women can relate to each other on things that I just got to step back and look at them in amazement because I can't relate to that. I may empathize, but I can't relate to it. So being friends with a woman is practically impossible. Being social, yes, but only to a degree because most of the times it's been my experience when I see a woman in a man's environment, it changes the nature of the environment. It changes the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You can't talk about the things you typically talk about.
Yes.
You can't do the things that you typically do.
Yes.
Because most times when men get together and they go to a club, they hunting. You know, I don't care if it's a sports bar, a dance club, whatever. We're in that hunting mode.
Yes.
So if I'm with some gals, unless I'm using her to attract women, and that was a time when I did that, but it starts to cause problems too. Because sometimes somebody's going to catch somebody. Sometimes you're going to attract somebody that you're going to be dealing with, and a woman's going to get defensive because she knows what you're up to, and she starts feeling sorry for these gals, and it just turns into a clusterfuck. So when we're having this conversation, my part is generational. Times have absolutely changed because I've seen that. I've seen guys claim that they have friendship because they have different sensibilities. They grew up in a different world. So some of this is completely foreign to me, and I just wanted to qualify what I mean when I say it's practically impossible for a man from my generation to have female friends. I can have acquaintances, but I can't really have friends because there's going to be times in the month where I don't know where she's, you know, what are you talking about? Why are you snapping at me? I ain't did nothing. Oh, it's that time of the month. Now, you can't say that no more because now we're living in this era where it's the same thing. You can't tell a woman she's beautiful.
That's kind of sexist right there.
There's all kind of bullshit in the game now. It just makes it very complex for me to try to adapt to this environment and not feel like I'm being put out because I just can't stand by. Like, if I walk in a room full of women and they dogging some cat out, it's best that I leave that environment because I'm not going to sit there and watch them talk about somebody that ain't there to defend themselves. And
absolutely.
If I stand up for them, then they're going to all attack me. So
you
can't even have a conversation. You know, when guys tell me they can sit in and hang out with girls and stuff like that, I'm like, well, good luck, man. Good luck. they're going to have more fun than you do. And
so are y'all saying y'all don't got females on y'all Twitter or Facebook or none of that? Y'all don't got female friends on
that.
Wait
a minute, that's a different question. I have a lot of women that I have more women that follow me. Possibly, I ain't gonna take it. I got a number of women that follow me on Twitter because they're curious because they hadn't been around that many men and they notice the consistency of what I have to say. I do some radio shows where
from your conversation they trying to hit dog. You got a mock
well,
on you.
Well, no, it's that problem. See, I'm not worried about what they're trying to do.
Right.
Well, that's why I'm going to out here now, and we have to have another conversation.
Yeah, but,
right,
but
just,
I'm
but
on Bobby, what Bobby's trying to say is that, see, the only reason I have a Facebook and have women on my Facebook is for business purposes. That's it. I don't have conversations with any women on that Facebook other than maybe a happy birthday. And other than that, that's as far as it goes because I know what I'm capable of doing. I know that it all – see, when you have the – what I say, that Neanderthal gifted gab outside of this matrix, that means if I get on the phone – if I start chatting with you – like I, and I know you're not used to this one, but let me throw this at you. It depends on who I want. 601, I'll bring you in 1 second. I can be the lover, the seducer, the whore, the slut, or anything I choose to be, or the freak when I'm typing, because the way I talk is the same way I type, which means I know in a matter of minutes, if we get to chatting and I know I can get this, I'm moving her from the chatting to the telephone, from the telephone to meeting, and from meeting to fucking. That's the plan.
But
that's the plan.
That's
proud
mentality when you're trying
but
to.
But no, it's not
I'm
a proud mentality. It's just it's the man in me that's all I can do. That's how I'm built. I cannot sit there and talk to you.
That's how you were raised or how you were built. But a lot of people not like that in 2000.
But, right, and that's why we're trying to. 601, I'll bring you in 1 second. And that's why we're here to show the guys that listen to us that if you want to have a successful life, we want you to be a man and understand that women have nothing to do with your journey towards manhood, number one. But because
well,
we're
talking about
manhood,
we're just talking about you can interact with women and have healthy
friendships. How?
And, well, you got to try it first, you know. I've tried, and it's always ended up me fucking her. We talk about everything. And,
I cannot
and
do it.
About fucking.
Well,
and
I can't do it because if I'm looking at her breasts, I'm looking at her breasts, she's like, are you looking at my breasts? And most guys are like, no, I ain't looking at her. I'll say absolutely because they look absolutely gorgeous. I would be honest with her. Are you looking at me? Absolutely, because look at you. You're fine as hell. And matter of fact, what are we doing here? Why don't you and I go
but if you're saying as a man you can't have a conversation with a woman without sexualizing her, that's on you, though. That's not on every other man in the world because they're not like you.
And those guys are the most miserable. Are they equal?
Some women are they friends?
Wait. 3, 2. Hold on 6 and 1. I'll bring you 1 second. The thing is a lot of those guys are miserable. You see, they become stalkers. They hurt women and they lonely as hell. They're so lonely.
Hey, that was just a bad year I was having when that went down. How you know? No, I was playing.
Anyway, hold on. Hold on. Air code 601. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, how y'all gentlemen doing? My name is Q.
Hey, Q, how you doing? What's going on with you? Got a question or comment, big dog?
Yeah, I had a statement that I wanted to make. You don't have been correct me at any time. Steve, I was just listening to you and you reminded me of this. But it really seems like we've forgotten that as long as we carry ourselves like men, eventually a woman will force herself on a man.
Oh, absolutely.
And that happens a lot. I've actually forgotten that it actually happens, but it always happens. You can't be friends with a female, even if you don't make it about sex. Eventually, if you're carrying yourself the right way, she will damn near rape you.
Yeah, wait, hey, 601, can you do me a favor? Because you sound muddled. Can you hang up and call right back and we'll bring you right back in? Can you do that for me, man?
No problem.
Yeah, hang up, call right back. But, and I want to ping on 601 until they call right back.
Because woman guy said,
yeah, well, no, hear me out.
That show.
Wait. He's going to come right back. Hold on, wait. This is what I want to say. Here's the problem with what I'm saying, okay? Here's the problem, okay? You take a woman that is with a dud guy. Most women are, and if you do your homework, you'll know that
all the time they do is
they complain about what their men are not doing, okay? All right? So you take a guy like me that comes in because, like I say, when I tell you guys I know how to fuck, I know how to fuck. But
we
I always believe, and I tell my guys, sex starts when we first meet. And that's the difference between a man and these human-ass guys. They're trying to obtain a friendship. I don't want to be your friend. I want to fuck you. So I'm going to take the different route.
But after you fuck them, you friends with them too. Some of you
still No. After we fuck, I won't even consider them friends then. We're associates. We can still be associates. But I'm not coming over your house, and I'm not meeting your parents, and I'm not going out with you and your other loser-ass
friends.
Well,
I didn't do that. I can't say that I meant hardly any of my friends' parents. I mean, because we friends. We not love.
Okay.
Love is like getting married.
Let me bring in 601. Bob, you still on? Your mic is still open, buddy, but hold on. Let me bring in 601. 601, are you there, big dog?
Hey, I'm there.
Okay, go ahead. Please continue. I'm sorry. It was just you a little muffled, big dog. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I was just going to back up your point by saying, you know, in a perfect world, we all could be friends, but women are just as sexual as men are. So, you know, when you're around, y'all can be talking about anything, sports, anything, a female will force herself on you if the feeling strikes. It's as simple as that.
And I go back to nature. It's in her DNA that wants to mate with a top dog. That's how it is. It's something about him that gets turned on about a man that says, look, I want to fuck you. And I'm going to be straight up. And he's not saying that in those words, but his actions and behaviors are so far different than the norm that's today that they're like, God damn, if he comes at me like this when we first meet, what is he going to do to me when he gets me in the bedroom? Because I always believe the way you are outside the bedroom is the same way she's going to perceive you in the bedroom. So if you're passive, you walk on eggshells, you always agree with everything she says, you don't stand up for yourself, she doesn't want to fuck with you. She'll fuck with you to get something out of you.
She probably put a strap on, and she probably fuck you, goddamn.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is, like I say, I know you say it's Neanderthal thinking, and that's what a lot of women want to say to make themselves feel good, because they always sit there and say or ask themselves, why'd I give that pussy up to Bobby? God damn it, man.
See?
That motherfucker, why'd I give it up to Bobby? Why? Because Bobby told me when we first met he wanted the ass, but I couldn't resist him. I tried to resist him, but I couldn't. I gave him the ass. He told me what my place was.
Hey,
see what I'm saying?
I seen her on that show. She said, I almost got away with it. I saw the show.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is that the thing that's happening today is that people want to say our thinking is Neanderthal, old school, time to change. And this is what I want to say.
No, it's definitely a truism. Women definitely, like I brought that movie Temptation up, they definitely respect it. You know, they say they want a sensitive man or whatever, but the reality is they really want that dude that's checking them different kind of other ways or whatever.
Exactly.
So,
right, they want, right. They may want flowers and dinners, but what they need is an individual, a man, that will put them in their place, make them feel sexy, and be able to fuck. And be able to do some after play.
Hey.
Yes.
I have a question.
Sure.
Okay, and then didn't it kind of feel like the new guy backdoored the husband a little bit? Like it really wasn't a true alpha in human situation?
Well, absolutely. When someone's married, and this is terrible, and I'll be honest with a lot of guys, and this is why I stay away from married women, especially if they were my boys in relationships. Like Bob was saying, I mean, number one, I don't relate to women anyway. But for a lot of guys out there, especially if they're alpha, sometimes they don't even see it coming. Sometimes they're just being who they are, and just that alone – she is going to realize that, man, I wish my man was like that. I wish my man could talk like that and handle his business like that. I wonder how good he is in bed. Oh, he's kind of cute. You know, he is kind of cute. Man, maybe it's kind of like The Sopranos. Y'all remember The Sopranos? I think it was season 1 or 2 when Tony's wife started falling in love with the driver. And what she do, she'll fix herself up. Knowing
she's
when he comes,
different.
She was – yeah, she'll act different. She'll fix herself up, fix her hair. Women are driven on emotions, and they don't think with logic. Because I keep telling you, at the end of the day, she is a woman. I don't care how smart she is, how many degrees she has. At the end of the day, she's a woman. And the fact that she is a woman is the fact that you don't need to be around her when you have a friend. You know how many you know how bad the internet has gotten with cheating? because these guys ain't fucking. They ain't fucking. They ain't being men about their shit. And these women are tired of weak ass men. They may say that. I'm sorry. Oh, wait, what's up, Bob? Did you say something, Bobby?
No, I didn't.
I'll say
this, though. Like, the reality is we around women that we're attracted to all day long, whether we work with them, whatever. But we have to have some kind of restraint and stuff like that. So we around them, whether we work with them, whether they are bosses, whether they whatever.
Right.
You know, that's a reality, but we keep ourselves in check. Now, when you're friends with these women and stuff like that, you just say if you hit it, me, myself, you know, when I hit it, I still have a relationship with him. I like, yo, you want to go to the game? Yo, you want to go to the cafe? You
That's
go
fine
chill?
Because you already fucked. You already got all that out the way.
And,
I'm saying the ones you
and,
haven't
and
fucked.
Some, now, check this out now. And some that I haven't hit, but we still do those same things and whatnot. You know, like, they
right.
tell me personal stuff. I tell them personal stuff in my inner circle.
And here, let me tell you the problem. And I'm telling my listeners, get your crayons out and understand this. Never,
Uh-oh.
Ever let a woman that's in a relationship with a man start to tell you about her personal fucking problems, because that's the beginning of an attachment she's going to have with you that she doesn't
realize. At the end of the day, the conversation is always going to come back to restraint, because you're always going to be attracted to women regardless.
But
you're going to have some kind of restraint, like not to fuck your boy girl or not to
right,
fuck.
But I don't need to be around my boy's girl. Why do I need to be around her?
Well, I'm just saying, you got as a man, you got to have some kind of restraint, you know, because you're going to be around women all your life.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And you can't
fuck all of
them. The restraint they have is normal, basic restraint as far as, we don't believe in raping or taking something from a woman. That's not what this show is about. What I'm saying is that we have nothing in common unless we're talking about fucking. Other than that, I can talk to my boys about anything.
In real life, people have a lot in common, you know, whether it's work, whether it's what's going on in their life. People have a lot in common.
Wait, what's up, Bobby?
When the brother finishes his point, I want to just share an example of a possible contradiction of reality.
No, you got it, Bobby. You got the floor, man. You always have the floor,
okay.
Bobby. Go ahead, take it, baby. Go ahead. You got it, man.
But I always want to be respectful to other people finishing their point, because we all get more out when we get a chance to speak, okay?
Right.
And finish our thoughts. And then we ain't got to agree with each other, but I always want people to finish their thoughts. So, brother, you want to wrap your thought up? I cut in and
I'm saying my point was basically that you can be friends with women and you know, because you have common interests, you know, in your lifestyle and your lifestyle. And it's just the reality. I have women friends in my life, and I'm finding it amazing that you know, they're saying they don't have women friends. So that's basically just my point. I'm just amazed right now.
Okay,
so
well, I'm equally amazed that you are using the phrase friend, because it's been my experience to the difference. Let me just give you an example. I tried that route a few years ago. I met this lady at a club, and she looked at me. I looked at her, and I just knew in that instant I wanted to have sex with her. I knew that, and I also knew that I was vacillating, trying to try this newfangled thing, you know, because it seemed like it became the wave. You know, everybody was being friends, but they ended up fucking, you know. So I said, let me see what this shit's about, okay? So I came at her with the truth. I said, look, lady, were you looking at me? And she tried to, you know, ignored the fact that she was, but then she was honest enough to say, yeah, I was looking at you. And I said, well, I was looking at you. I asked her to dance. She backed that train up on me, and all that. I had to slow her down. Hold up. She said, oh, well, we just friends. I said, no, I just met you, you know, and you can't back up on me. Like,
I got to go get a condom first, goddammit.
Not
yeah,
only that, we got to have some others. We got to establish, you know, what are we doing? Oh, it's a train wreck. But what happened was I did something that I live to regret. I allowed the notion that I could actually be this woman's friend, knowing full well I had nothing but testosterone going in that direction. All right, so we went out a few times, and she started sharing stuff with me. But I told her, look, I got a woman and women's problem. And she said, well, we can be friends, because I got a man and a side dude, too. I said, oh, okay. So we hung out for a while. But the inevitable ended up happening. Because she got to the point where she was giving me way too much information.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like laying around naked and stuff like that. I'm sure she said that, my first thought is, okay, she must think I'm gay or some shit, because I ain't never had no woman.
This titty bigger than the other titty.
right. Go ahead, Bobby.
So before we knew it got to the point where she challenged me. She's like, well, you know, I could fuck you and it wouldn't mean nothing. I said, just the mere fact that you're saying that is a challenge that I'm up for, but I'm telling you, it ain't going to go the way that you're talking. It ain't going to happen like it, because you being dishonest. You actually like me, you know?
and I like you. So let's either stop bullshitting, because we don't know how far we can go with this bullshit.
Yes.
You done gave me way too much information that I don't have these kind of conversations with women. You're not going to tell me how you die.
Y'all can put the tip in so many times, goddammit.
You see what I mean? You can't keep telling me about how you doing, men, and then expect me not to be, you know, defensive about that shit. I feel halfway sorry for these motherfuckers. I don't even know these motherfuckers. But I'm beginning to feel sorry for them, because if you talk about
you
them like this, damn. So just expedite what my point is this. The thing that you have described as friendship never was friendship in my situation. Okay. And then when the cover came back and we started having sex, and then we went through that process of elimination, okay, it got to the point where she was like, well, when you going to leave her? I said, wait a minute. Now you're going to start changing the rules? See, we never was friends. And it all started with the false.
You turned it from a friend to a side chick, so that was on you.
No. I ain't turned it to. The mistake was.
If he was hitting it on the side.
I never have allowed that to happen because we were never friends.
Never.
We never were friends. We became lovers. Then we became friends. But we had to go through a whole lot of unnecessary bullshit, because both of us were in denial. All right, I didn't want to be her friend from day one. She didn't want to be my friend from day one. But that was a going thing. Let's be friends. That shit is impossible.
That's the flavor of the month, or that's what they do in the
street.
Well,
she was
standing
like a dude would do, because she already in her mind said she wanted to hit.
But
that was her mean to an
end with
you.
That's my point, though. When people use that friendship flag, that's exactly what it is. It's a camera.
But everybody don't do that, though. Some people are genuine.
Man, you can't speak for everybody.
Friends.
You can speak for yourself. But half the girls
that's
what
I'm saying the same
friends.
For you, though, right?
I would
you can't speak
my,
for everybody.
I would bet my life
okay.
Half the girls that you call a friend, somebody want to fuck somebody. Either you want to fuck them, or they want to fuck
I'm you. Argue
that.
I'm just going to help you right on.
Wait, 3-2-3. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, big dog.
Yes, sir.
And I want to bring this up. Now, the thing is that we, the group that you're talking to, and I always say that we're a different type of man. We are, I've always said, I feel we're the best of the best when it comes to everything. Why? Because we see things for face value. And for seeing things face value, and again, I respect the fact, if you have friends, that's what you do on your side of the island because it works for you. But the gentlemen and the guys that I hang out with and roll with, guys I respect and listen to make me a better man, we don't think like that. Thinking like that would get you kicked out the damn group. If I were to bring a female along and say, hey, I want you to meet my female friend, they'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, not really. Like I guarantee you she'd be in my conversation. You know, that's how confident
but see,
I am.
That's what I'm saying. But see, the thing is, you will be see, what I'm trying to tell you is, again, I'm just bringing you on this side of the island. What I'm saying is the guys that I roll with, they would challenge you on that because they were like, why the hell why would you hang out with women? I mean, that's what they would say to you. I'm not saying it's right or wrong because that's what you do.
Right. Well, I can understand their point, but my point is, like, you know, I went to school with some of these women. They in my circles. We around each other.
You took bubble baths when you were kids. It doesn't matter.
It matters to me because I'm not like y'all. It matters to me because I have relationships with these women. Some I hit, some I didn't, but we genuinely friends and have things in common, and we can have conversations about things.
But that's what I'm saying. The conversations we have are amongst – well, hold on. Smitty, you on. Do you have any question or comment on Smitty? On that, Smitty?
Oh, man, I just got in. You know, one, man, let's call see how you doing, man. Send out some surgery tomorrow.
Good luck on your surgery, man. No, we're talking about why men and women can't be friends. That's what we were doing.
Oh, easy. I'll tell you this. It's one, it's like a woman wants to be your friend, she doesn't want to sleep with you. Like, one chick, the only one I really consider a friend, we grew up together. But the thing, but this is how I separate this. You know, if you come home, you know, back to Alabama or whatever, we can, like, grab a drink or something like that. Hell, I banged her cousin anyway. thing is, when she has, like, she dating somebody, I don't want to know nothing about that.
You don't care
I don't care to know because that's her business, and I don't know his side of the story. I don't want to know what's going on. You know, most times it's like, hey, how's your kid doing, stuff like that. You know,
casual
you know
talk.
Stuff like that. Yeah, casual talk, but ain't no nothing really deep. And like I said, when I come back home to visit, you know, we all like a couple. We all go out, grab some wings, or something like that. But it's nothing really too deep. You know, if I have a problem, she ain't gonna be the person I call.
Well,
you know,
no as yeah, but as men, we talk amongst ourselves in the group. And like I was saying before, Bobby, I was talking about the rites of passage, even, and you know, 3-2-3, you made a funny little joke, but Bobby, I was talking about how back in some you know islands or you know families or tribes back then,
in the village,
they used to take the child out when he was a certain age because he was no longer to relate to women anymore. He had to learn about men and what men do and how we work as our own and we learn from each other and we grow from each other. You cannot grow from look, I've been married for 13 years, going on 14, but my wife is still a woman. She's my best friend because, yeah, she is my wife, but that's the only reason why she's my best friend. If she was just another woman.
So you're friends with a woman?
She's my wife.
But
what I'm saying is,
though,
if she wasn't wife, that's the key word. She would be
right.
A perk.
So you believe it's possible to be friends with a woman, though?
No, with my wife.
I mean, she didn't turn into a man when you married
no,
her.
No,
right?
The
so
key word is my wife. My
but
wife.
She's a
because.
Woman.
Because
we can
because
see she's
I,
a woman.
Wait, please hear me out. Because I retired.
The wife and the twins are the same.
I retired.
She didn't stop
I
being
cut
a woman,
all the other women off, and I've devoted all my attention to my wife.
To a woman. And you became friends with a woman.
My wife. The one I'm fucking
which
with.
Is a
my
woman.
Wife.
So you're a friend. You're friends with a woman. That's not a bad thing. I'm not mad. You know.
Again,
you know,
I don't see her as
a woman.
A woman.
And a woman is your best friend.
About a wife is not the same.
Well, she's still a woman, right? Y'all, you're not going to take away her sexuality just because she married, right?
No. We're not talking about her sexuality. We're talking about her.
She's a woman, right?
Let him finish.
All I'm saying is she's a woman. Yes, she's a wife, but he his best friend is
there
a woman.
There is no but.
And it's not a bad thing. You know, I can understand being married. I agree that his best friend should be his wife. And she's a woman, so his best friend is a woman for the purpose of this conversation.
Okay, but you know,
thing.
But you're trying to find a loophole, and it's not going to work because if she wasn't my wife,
if
she wasn't my wife,
married and
okay,
she's a woman.
If she wasn't my wife,
best friend is a woman.
3-2-3. If she wasn't my wife, she would be
but she is
a
your
perk.
Wife, and she's your best friend,
well,
right?
Absolutely, because you know what? Because
so
again,
your best friend is a woman.
Again, and I admit that because. She is
that's
my
not
wife.
A bad thing.
And
she's
but
a woman.
If she wasn't my wife, she didn't have my ring on her finger, she wouldn't be shit to me.
Right. Which is a beautiful thing because your wife should be your best friend. She's a woman, so your best friend is a woman, and you share everything with her. You know, which y'all should because y'all a couple.
Well,
yeah.
That's a beautiful thing right there.
But
three,
this
three,
is what
if I may.
Go ahead, Bobby.
When I may. When
go
I
ahead,
may.
Bobby.
And I'm gonna try often to give examples of why the usage of the phrase friendship can be very treacherous. All right, I met a woman who I still have not physically met. Okay, and we established what you would call a friendship. If it was what you say it is, we would still be friends. But the minute that she admitted to me that she wanted more than to be my friend, all right. That's when the shit
she
wanted
to be a friend with benefits, you saying?
No, she wanted to
she didn't want to be no friend with benefits. She wanted to be, that's exactly what she wanted me to be, her man. Now, I told her when I met her through a phone conversation, okay, she had an interest in getting some construction work done. I have associate friends, male friends, that I do business with through a contract, okay?
Right.
And I arranged for her to talk to somebody. Then she started asking me what else I did. I thought I was an author and da-da-da-da-da-da. She Googled my name, and she saw what I looked like. I didn't even know what the woman looked like, you know. And so she became enamored with what I had done as a person and what I looked like. And at some point,
right.
I could tell that she was, you know, beginning to be attracted to me. And I told her I had a woman and women problems. And she thought that was a joke. All right, but I was being honest with her. And then as time progressed, she became even more attractive, and it became, I told her, I said, look, what are you really trying to do here? Oh, we can be friends. I'm like, okay, all right. I hear what you're saying, but do you actually mean that? Of course I do. Of course I do. Of course I do.
She's trying to hit.
But then, no, it got to the point where she got upset at me because I didn't call her on a regular basis. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
You're a bad
man. That sounds like some girlfriend-boyfriend shit, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't sign into that. I'm just saying, bruh.
They do get greedy sometimes like that.
No, what I'm saying is, man, very seldom will people, men or women, be brutally honest with each other because they're afraid of losing relationships. Okay.
Yes.
That never existed in the first place because if the shit was real, it'll stay real. But if you got
like
something that's harboring in your heart,
about.
If you got something that you're harboring in your heart, and maybe that's like the segments and populations and generations, and this conversation seems to be breaking down into that. How old are you, 323?
Well, I'm 48 years old. I'm a grown man. I've seen the world
right,
for a minute.
Okay. Now, you're in California, obviously, okay? Did you grow up in California?
Well, no. Down south. You know, Tallahassee, Florida. FAMU, big ups.
Okay. All right. So, were you acclimated? Because this sounds like some California shit to me. Because, could be generational. But in your case, it's not generational. But for the most part, when I hear men talk about they got women friends, they're either younger or they live in L.A. and they got that L.A. thing going. Okay.
Yeah.
Because pretty much everywhere else in the country, most men, if they have female associates, companions, or whatever, they very rarely refer to them as friends because friendships.
I'll tell you what men like me do. Because
okay,
I'll
let you finish up. We got to continue our show, but I'll let you finish up before I let you go. Go ahead and say your last words because we got to talk among ourselves.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say this real quickly. Again, I don't give women titles like girlfriend, wifey, and whatnot. You know, you automatically know you my friend. You know, we kicking it, whatever. You know, you my friend, and a lot of dudes like, you know, in every city. You're going to have dudes saying that, you know, instead of giving these females titles, they keep it real. Like, you know, I don't want to wife you. I don't want a boyfriend, girlfriend with you. I'm not monogamous, so that's what it is. And you are a friend. That's the lane you're in.
Okay. All right, 323. Well, thanks a lot, man, for calling in, big dog, man. We appreciate you.
George
and I'm sure
man.
I'll see you.
That's what it is.
I'll see you on Ebony's show, okay, big dog?
We're the building. Yes, yes.
All right, man. I'll holler at you later.
Online.
All right, man.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Peace. Yes, sir.
Hey, a part of clarity.
Yes.
I have less than 10 friends, period.
Yes. You can count on your hands.
And all of them are men. And I got a lot of associates that are men.
Yes.
But friends, man, I use that word sparingly, man. Sparingly.
Because it
takes too much to be a friend, man. A friend
right.
is somebody, man, that you can call at 4 o'clock in the morning, man.
Yes.
And say, hey, man, I'm in this situation. And they say, where you at? What do you need? They're not going to. Third degree you, they're not going to judge you because they ride or die. I don't play with the word friend. So I'm not going to fault that brother for using what he's using as a definition of friendship when I have a different standard.
Well, but that's what we talk about on this side of the island, and that's why I always tell guys that, and I hate to use the word lonely because it's not really lonely, but when you are on this level of being a man, you're not going to have that many friends because – it is so hard to relate. Yeah, it's so hard to relate nowadays to other males. And I'm not saying men, other males, because I've told you several times, if I have a friend and he's talking about that gay shit, and he's not my friend anymore. I have a friend and he's letting his wife talk crazy to him, I can't fuck with him no more because I can't sit around and allow him. And again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to what they have, but I just can't be around that kind of stuff. But like Bobby said, I've got only a handful of friends, and I'm happy. And they know they can call me any time of the day or night, where rain, snow, sleet, or shine. And if I can help them out, I will. And that's the term that a friend is, in our terms, is an honor to be a friend. So you just can't throw that word around when it comes to a female who ain't shit. And that's what a lot of – I'm sorry, go ahead, Bobby.
I'll take exception to the ain't shit part because it ain't even necessary. Because
right.
you've already raised the standard speaks for itself.
Right.
And,
I just like
and,
to say
and
that.
One of our objectives, man, is to elevate to a level that we are consciously aware of what we say and what we mean. It's not
yes.
necessary to deal with that ain't shit stuff because it speaks for itself. Now,
mm-hmm.
sometimes women or females will force you to go there, but you don't gain anything by it because you're wasting your breath any damn way.
Right.
Because she's already revealed herself who she is, and the
yes.
only thing you can do to make any sense is to create as much distance as quickly as possible before
right.
you end up in a situation where you have descended into a pit that you got to climb out of unnecessarily. So you didn't have
mm-hmm.
no business in that hole no way. All
right. Right.
And
right.
so if I can add anything to the discourse, let people have their moment, and then they got to know when their moment has expired, where the period goes, not the comma, but the period.
Mm-hmm.
And then let
yeah.
somebody else voice their opinion. I respect that brother for where he's at, but I have to beg to differ in terms of how he's using the word friend. So he can
right.
continue using that word however he wants to. He's got a right to. But
right.
we're going to have a conversation that we have a mutual understanding. That's not what I call a friend. Somebody
right.
that I talk to and do certain things with. That's just somebody I talk to and
yes.
do certain things with. That is not a friend. Because how many of us have them? The kind we can depend on. See, that's
right.
when the rubber meets the road, when you're in
yes.
trouble. Or when you got something heavy on your heart that if you tell it to that person, they will never use it against you. I done told shit to women that was heartfelt and wish I'd have never opened up my damn mouth.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And
because
and Bobby,
they were
and,
not my friend.
Right. And,
yeah.
and that's the thing we want to tell. And again, guys, if you want, and this is what we always say about us. We're not begging you to try to force you to change what you're doing. We're under the impression that you have come to us because you're starting to see how the world is starting to operate, and you need a maybe a little bit of guidance, and that's where we come in at. We're here. I don't want to change who you are. I'm just telling you what got me to where I'm at, and I've always said that when Bobby speaks, we shut the fuck up and listen. Because the knowledge and the mindset that he has is so great, that's all you can do is shut the fuck up and listen. And I have a great respect for Bobby. That's why, like I say, we shut up when Bobby talks. But what we're trying to help you guys understand is Bobby is on if we're going from 1 to 10, Bobby's on like 1,000 or 500,000. I mean, he's up there. So
mm-hmm.
some of the stuff he's saying to you is – sometimes it's like hard to understand, because I know right now the flavor of the month or the thing they do on the streets now is the hangout thing. You, the guys and the girls have to hang mm-hmm. out, have cuddle parties, and do a bunch of shit that they really don't want to do because
hell
they think that's the only way you're going to get a relationship. And we're telling you that I don't care if it's 1950, 40, 30, 1920, or 1865 or 740 BC, if you are a man about your shit, you can go through every decade and still keep it going. You don't have to change. See, the thing is, and I always talk about Neo. Neo can come out of the matrix and go in, no matter what the situation is, and that's what we're telling you. As a man, the times will change, but you don't have to. You don't have to be the plugged-in person to follow the times. The times suggest right now that men and women are supposed to hang out. Yeah, women, we men can't have shit to ourselves. Women got to do everything. They got to be Boy Scouts. They got to play football. They got to try to do everything that men do. That's fine. That's how the world is working. But it doesn't mean I have to do it. Doesn't mean I have to sit around and talk to females. And again, I have associates, and I've always said that. If I see a woman, I will be cordial. I'll talk to you. I can talk to you. Matter of fact, guys, what y'all don't realize, and I know Bobby and Rhyme could go sound this, if I go to a party, I can be the life of the party if I choose to be. That's one thing we have that a lot of guys don't. I can be the life of the party, but I choose not to do that. You know why? Because, like I say, I'm retired now. I have a wife, and I have great discussions with my wife, and I have great discussions with Bobby. I have great discussions with Rhyme, but that's the way they end. I mean, as a matter of fact, when I have a discussion with my wife, she'll never be in the presence of other men. That it doesn't work that way. I will have discussions with her on the side. We'll have our discussions. But when I'm discussing things with men, she is not in the room. She is not allowed to be in the room because she cannot relate to men. And that's the thing y'all guys have to understand. Yeah. Women will try to relate to us men, but they cannot do it. And it's not a knock on them. It's just they cannot relate to men, real men. I'm not talking about y'all sitting around gossiping. I mean, think about this, guys. Really? Y'all sitting around gossiping like a bunch of girls? Y'all sitting around complaining like a bunch of girls? You're sitting around bitching and crying about your job like a bunch of girls instead of standing up like a man and handling your shit? You're bitching and whining about your bills, bitching and whining about your relationships. And you know what the women are going to do? They're going to do what they're supposed to do. They're going to tell you it's okay. Oh, don't worry about it. Do you need a hug? It'll be fine. Just hang in there. That's what they're supposed to do. But say that shit around a man, and guess what he's going to say? Okay, well, what you doing about it? I hear you talking. But let me hear what the solution is, because like Bobby said, there has to be a comma. Because you ain't going to sit around a group of men and cry and think that you're going to get away with it. It doesn't work like that with men.
Let me give you an example of the dynamics of socializing. All right. I remember I did this intentionally one night, but I don't really go out. Because so much of what I do is social from a business perspective. And I went to this club one night, and I walked in there, and they was playing great dance music. And nobody was dancing. Everybody in there dressed to the nines, and nobody's dancing. And I said, okay, I'm going to see what's going to happen if I go over and I choose the right woman to ask to dance. I got to be right, because if it's not the right woman at the table, I could ask everybody at the table, nobody going to dance, because it's got to be the queen bee. She's running the table. So if I ask the right woman, she ain't got to get permission from these other girls. Even if I don't like her. Okay, if she dances with me, then I can dance with anybody at the table. Okay, so I go over and I ask this young lady to dance. And she says, shit, we've been sitting here all night long, and ain't nobody asked us to dance. And I'm like, come on. And then so we get out on the dance floor. Now, the very next record, here come half the room over to that table to dance with these girls. Now, they didn't want to dance when they left the house. The girls wanted to dance, but they weren't going to initiate that. So they'll dance with each other. They'll stand around, and guys will be acting like they cool with that. And I know damn well they not. Mm-hmm. But they come in with that mentality that I might get rejected. I'm worried about what somebody going to think.
Yeah.
I'm too self-conscious about the fact that I can't dance. First thing I tell a woman is, look, I'm an athlete. I'm not a professional dancer. Okay. I'm dancing because I like this record. And I want to see how you look on the dance floor. Okay, that's why we out here. And if I make that clear, then whatever happens, I'm okay with it. See, everybody's trying to take the element of rejection and loss out of it. You're going to lose sometimes.
Right.
But the thing is, you always win if you try.
Right.
The bigger you are. Because if you represent somebody else, somebody will put that jacket on you, you ain't going to be able to take it off.
Yeah, Bob, but the thing is, we as men, we don't give a fuck what people think about us, and that's the problem. But let me bring in this call in, I'm sure. 111, your name, you're calling from?
Yeah, Mr. Solution, how are you guys?
What's up, Mr. Solution?
Hey. All right.
Uh-oh, what's up?
First of all, about dancing, heterosexual men don't give a damn about dancing. What we care about, interacting with the women. And I don't think there's a heterosexual man alive if the woman said, let's go talk, let's go out and, you know, have a conversation. The man would say, oh, no, I want to dance. But at any rate, I think I heard your wife on the last show, and I thought that was absolutely the best show ever. But what I think that you don't acknowledge, Dean, you know, because I know you're primarily ego-driven, is that your wife is the better part. She allows what you do to happen. She creates the space for it. And
okay.
I hear you sighing. And
I got a sigh salute because you say allow. What define? What do you mean allow? I mean, am I a dog? I mean, what do you mean allow? Where is this shit coming from? What the fuck? What do you mean allow? Miss Lucius, I'm not trying to be funny.
I'll explain what I mean. You have this stick up your ass acting like you're everything.
I am everything.
No, you're fooling yourself.
No. Let me tell you why I'm not fooling myself, because I'm not trying to be Mr. Solutions. They want
to
be like the Deans, Rhymes, and Bobby.
Allows all the shit that you talk, and I'm glad that she loves you. Trust me.
Because she's happy. She's what a lot of. Wait, but I forgot, Miss Solution. You're married, right? Because you Miss Solution, you got a girl, right?
I hear you before I call in. I'm trying to get
a
word.
Now,
hold on. Answer this question, please. He asked you a pretty important question. Are you married, sir?
I'm trying to get a word in edgewise here.
What I'm saying is
that what you don't acknowledge is there's not similar material to your wife. I think your wife is smarter than you are by a long shot.
I can't knock you on that. She's a smart woman. She's a very smart woman.
Damn right. And the point is, what you're ignorant of, and I say this,
tell me what I'm ignorant of.
What you're ignorant of is there are not a lot of women left like your wife.
Okay. But women are trainable. I keep telling you that, Mr. Solution.
I'm going to tell you, I think there are fewer women than you think that are
Mr.
trainable.
Mr. Solution. I train everybody I come in contact. Everybody comes in contact. You train people on how to treat you. Period. You train.
Right. But wait a minute. But let's get something clear. You didn't train her to be the way she is. She is the way she is. Now she may have adapted to you slightly, but let me enlarge this. Your wife could have been the wife of a number of good men, not just you. Now, that may come as a surprise to you, but the point I'm trying to make you understand, or trying to at least relate to you in a sensible way, is that there are not a lot of women like her in America. She is unique.
Oh, God.
And
you can ask her,
how many women does she know?
Okay, all right. Well, Bobby wants to speak. Let Bobby talk to Mr. Lee. Go ahead, Bobby.
No, I wanted him to finish because what I'm saying to you is that
she would tell you there are not a lot of women who agree with her.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Let me speak on that. Mr. Solution, first of all, I'm as heterosexual as it gets. And the reason I like to dance, when I like to dance, is because the music makes me want to dance, not the fact that you said heterosexual as you define him. See,
it wasn't
some people
to be
actually.
A slight. That was just a fact.
I just want to address one thing at a time. So I love music, especially if it's funky. And if it's funky, I want to dance with a woman because I want to dance, not because she want to dance. I want to dance. And because I know that's part of the mating process, at least for my generation it was. Anyway, that's how we socialize. So that's where I'm coming from as it relates to that issue. Now, when you said she allowed him, my hair stood up on the back of my neck because a man is not in a position where a woman allows him to do anything other than to be a man. She likes him because she likes him in particular. There's not that many men that she's attracted to because ain't that many men, period. She's a hell of a woman because they are equally yoked in that kind of a way. All right? And when you say that she's doing him a favor, it's a mutually exclusive situation from my estimation, because the reason there's not more women like her is so many males have capitulated and given up their rights, their dignity, their self-respect, and it lowered the bar to the point where women's expectation of males gets coupled with what they think men are. Most females have not been around males.
Wait a minute. I just want to say I agree with you there. But what has happened is there's not first of all, let me just say I agree with that. A lot of men have capitulated and they've pushed out, and they've allowed
men ain't gave up none of that.
Males.
It's males.
But what has happened is, what has happened is, and a lot of guys are ignorant of this, the women have co-opted the law to be on their side. So if your wife or woman ever takes you to court, you're going to lose generally. So I agree with you, but on the other hand is, I think men have not agreed, first of all, what they want from women from the first time they meet a woman to throughout a
You're not talking about us. You're talking about other males. You got to be specific here, Mr. Luigi, because we teach our young guys that.
Okay, what you do, Dean, again, ego-driven, you draw a false dichotomy. You like other men in more ways than you think. A lot of that is just bottle and bullshit.
Really?
Okay, hey, Mr. Solution, Mr. Solution.
Sure.
See, we need some working definitions. As I'm defining a man, it's not who you're talking about. See, first of all, a man lives by his code. And that's how he defines himself.
He doesn't lower that
for anybody. What you're calling ego is the code. It's the standard. And if that
no, what I'm saying is, what happens is, you guys are getting up here,
I'm going to let you talk. We can't talk at the same time, sir.
I'm just trying to make a point here. I understand what you're saying, but you're not clarifying.
You can't understand if I'm not through talking. You act like a woman now. You're talking while I'm talking.
I understand this issue better than you. You can't talk until I finish making my point.
Let him make a point, right?
Would you dance at home with a woman?
We're not singing, sir. I wasn't through talking. You cut me off like women females try to do.
You sound like a woman.
Now, Mr. Lucian.
I'm a guest call in. You're there all the time. You're really acting immature, because I'm not giving you a right to speak.
Wait, hold on, Bobby.
One second. I don't mean to be rude. One second. Guys, listen. Mr. Lucian, I'm going to say to everybody. Mr. Lucian, again, I don't know, you just started hearing, but I'm just saying, when Bobby's talking, please do not interrupt or disrespect him. And there's no need for you to start getting mad and twisted. I'm going to bring you in, Mr. Lucian, but please let Bobby finish talking. When he's done talking, he will allow you to talk. Don't cut him off because he's not going to cut you off, okay? I'm going to bring you back in, but Bobby, please finish what you were saying. Mr. Lucian, you can talk as soon as he gets done. Go ahead, Bobby.
All I was saying is the definition for man needs to be established as we're having this conversation. It may not be the definition that works for anybody else, but based on this conversation, a man does not have to allow anybody. nobody governs him. He governs himself. That's why he's willing to do or die about what he believes in. Right or wrong, that's a call that he makes. So a woman, a female, can never allow a man to do anything that he hasn't already signed off on. He didn't ask for permission to be a husband or anything else. He made a pitch, and he let a woman know, this is who I am, this is what I'm about, and it has nothing to do with ego. It has everything to do with choice. This is who a man chooses to be. He set this stuff out there for the world to see, reject our light, and that's where it falls.
It doesn't lead
to violence or nothing else. And that's the only point I need to make.
Bob, when I told you, and I mean to interrupt you, remember I told you that, again, when people hear men talk, they're going to start to call us Neanderthals. They're going to say we're old-fashioned. They're going to say we have that. They're going to say everything they can because they can't understand our language or they're not living by the way we're living. And that's what you get. I just want to let you know. That's how it works, Bobby.
Well, I just want him to understand that when he uses certain phrases, he has the freedom to do so. He can form whatever opinions he's going to form because a person convinced against their will is of the same opinion still. So I'm not here to try to talk anybody into believing what I believe.
Exactly.
But I just want to be respected for the boundaries I've set for myself. So, Mr. Solution, you're entitled to your opinion, and I have finished what I needed to say, and you have the floor based on where I'm at in the conversation.
Well, let me say this. A lot of what you guys do is nothing but posturing. You don't have your own businesses. Many of you are underemployed and unemployed.
Wait,
so
who?
You're not really calling the shots on shit.
Let him finish.
Keep talking, sir.
Keep going, Miss Lee. Go ahead, man.
You're not calling the shots really on anything.
Like
I said to Dean, is that his wife really creates the environment for him to brag. If she took his ass, if she took his dusty ass into court tomorrow,
now I'm dusty.
He would actually be. You've seen this picture of a hobo with a little pole with a little round bag wrapped
mm-hmm.
around the end.
Yes.
She would destroy his ass. And well, what
that,
he doesn't
that
realize,
me, that stop me
let
being
him
a man?
Please let him finish.
Okay.
Please let him finish.
Me off. You guys are cutting me. You're ignorant.
Okay, go ahead. Hurry up, Mr. Lucia, because we got other people calling, so I don't want you to do any long, drawn-out shit. I want you to talk. Go ahead.
If you let me finish, I'll finish.
Whoa,
what I'm saying
now,
is,
wait. Now, look, I've been giving you some leeway, but all that kitty girl pussy-ass shit, you got to calm that shit down, dog. Calm down now. Go. You can
most
talk.
Of what you say is just boasting bullshit.
But you know what's amazing?
Not even real.
That is,
you know what's amazing?
That
you
point?
Take time out of
point?
Your schedule to listen to the bullshit that we're saying because guess what? You ain't living the life I'm living. You don't have
the
kind of woman
you,
I
you
have.
You were lucky, Dean. You were lucky to find a woman like
Hey, wait. Who are you to say I'm lucky? Who
are
you to say I'm lucky?
I said that you're lucky because there aren't – I heard your wife speak.
Wait, oh, so
let me say
so,
something. Let me say something. You should have her on the show more because she makes more sense than you do.
Okay, wait, no, she don't need to be in the show. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bobby.
May I ask Mr. Solution a question? What do you do for a living, sir?
Look, I'm not answering any.
No,
any
what
of
do you do for a living? That's a question. That's the direct question.
Look, all your questions are bullshit. I'm
all
not
right, let me pause.
Those
let
you
me pause them and bring 609. Hold on, Miss Lee. I'm going to pause. Hold on. I'm sorry, Bobby.
I want to know what he does for
Bobby,
a living because
Bobby,
first of all,
he's got a little feminine tendencies, Bobby. We already asked him how old he was. He said he's like 40 something. So hold on. Let me bring in 609. Hold on. We got calls. 571. If you want to come in, hit 1. 609, did you have a question or comment real quick on this?
Yeah, real quick. Thanks for letting me in, Bobby. It's good to hear that you're on the show. Mr. Solution, I just wanted to say, respectfully, I have two businesses that I run, and the principles that Dean teaches is, and I gave a testimony about it or a promotion about it, is that you can use the same the principles of manhood helps in business. So what I wanted to really illustrate to you is that when you say that Dean, for example, is lucky, that is basically you taking all responsibility for your situation from yourself. If you believed you can't find a woman because of traits in yourself, it's totally different than saying the world is difficult. There's only one woman on this earth that has her stuff together, and if I don't find her, then I have to go to the island of Zamunda or get somebody from Guam or get somebody from somewhere else. You are intelligent enough to know it's your own responsibility. You have to step up your game, just like. And I really appreciate Bobby because he adds another perspective
yes.
of really showing that manhood is timeless. Manhood isn't just something in 2013. Manhood always existed.
Yes.
So
that's why we're honored to have Bobby on here. And I want to pick up a record on what you're saying. And I'm going to bring you back in, Mr. Solution. See, the thing is that we're in a time where men relate more to women. And they can't understand when they see a man because when they see a real man, there's got to be something wrong. There's got to be this. There's got to be that. What? A man can't be happy? A man can't say, look, I am a man, but it's called ego? Well, if it's called ego, well, goddamn it, I have an ego then. But I don't have an ego because this is who I am. This is how I'm built. And like I said, Mr. Solution, do you really want to put up receipts, because I have a business, and it's a nice. This is what I do for a living. I help young men understand what it means to be a man. Understand that manhood isn't about women. It's about other things. But again, I'm gonna bring you back in, Ms. Solution. But I want
hold on before you bring him back in, and I'm not gonna cut him off. And I hope that you understand that what we're doing here is elevating discourse, and that means we are trying to talk like we're all civilized. We're entitled to our opinion, and it's unnecessary to make assumptions that make you look ridiculous. And here's what I want Mr. Solution and everybody else to do that think that we're a bunch of misfits that don't have real occupations. It's real simple, Mr. Solution. Google my name and look at my body of work. W-O-R-K. All right. I have a college degree. I have other certificates of accomplishment. And I say that for the rest of the audience because I'm not worried about whether you do that or not, but don't assume ever again that you're talking to anybody that's not paying taxes, that's not taking care of real business and affecting change in behavior outside of the sexual stuff, but in the lives of people in all kinds of different walks of life. Don't make that assumption on this show that you're talking to somebody that's not productive. Now,
yeah, we don't want to bring Jim Brown.
Opinions that you want to bring into this equation, but for everybody else, Google Bobby Glanton Smith, and that will speak for me. All right.
Yes.
So, Mr. Solution, stay away from aspersions because you don't have anything to stand on. Plus, it makes you look bad.
Okay. Now, let me ask. Hold on. 571. Before I bring in Mr. Solution. 571. Are you just listening, or did you have a comment? Okay, I guess he's listening. I'll mute him. I guess he's listening. All right, Ms. Lucian, we're going to bring you back in. All right, here we go. Ms. Lucian, you have the floor. Go ahead, Ms. Lucian.
Well, yeah, I want to ask Bobby. Bobby, do you encourage young men to go out and just have sex with a bunch of different women?
No. See, first of all, I don't encourage people to do that or practically anything else that they can't justify doing. Because if you're having sex just to be having sex, that's all you're going to get. And you're going to end up with some other issues. That's my personal opinion. But what I do ask people to do at this stage of the game is to be respectful to themselves first and foremost. Because if I respect myself, no matter what you think of me, only thing I'm going to ask you to do is not throw sticks and stones. You can call me names as long as it's over the radio. But if you're in my face, that's not allowed either. But I'm going to be civil first to everybody because it's so unnecessary for us to go into a thing where I got to try to act like I got a bigger dick than you because that ain't what this is about. You see, it's about trying to grow as human beings because there's only 24 hours in a day, and I don't want to run out of time trying to have discussions with people that got issues that I can't even deal with. See, so to answer your question, no, I don't tell people to go out and be reckless like that because I have been reckless in my life, and all it did was to retard my development and keep me from finding out what I'm supposed to be doing on this planet. But sometimes you have to have multiple relationships and go through the school of hard knocks before you find out that first and foremost, all any of us really want is to be loved and cared for. That's all we really want.
Yeah, I agree with that, what you just said at the latter. But now Dean does advise, he and his boys, as it were, they do advise young men to go out and get the tail, just to do a whole lot of indiscriminate, having promiscuous sex.
Protected sex,
see,
please. Protect it. Don't, just, you know, wrap up, protected sex, don't forget.
Yeah, and I disagree with that because I think that puts young men in jeopardy. And I think that is one of the worst piece of advice that you offer.
Okay,
and
okay,
again,
Ms. Solution.
Go ahead.
Okay, let me say something, Ms. Solution. One thing that I believe in, I truly believe in, and as for young men, because young men are going to do what they want to do anyway, number one. But number two, I firmly believe that young men need to get sex early and often to understand that they do not have to do the things that they're doing today to get something that if they knew what they were about, they could get for free. That's why I tell them to do that. But I don't tell them to do it to make
Tell them to just find one quality.
No,
woman.
I'm not. That's wait. That's
wait a
that's
minute,
your
let,
show.
Let me ask the question.
But wait,
allow
that's
me to ask
wait,
the
but
question.
No, but that's your show. You can't tell me. See, the,
no,
you can't
I
come
want
in my house.
Ask question.
No,
and then
you're
you
not
can
asking the question.
To
you're
it.
Making. A, you're making. You're telling me what I need to tell them. You can't
no,
come in my
I'm
house.
I'm asking you why. Why not say to them, just find one woman. You know how diseases
because,
are spread, STDs and this sort of thing. Why not just say to the young men, find one woman and just deal with her sexually? Why deal with a whole bunch of women?
Because
why,
that's
women?
Not my
not?
Show. Hey, they need to go to the Mr. Solution show so you can tell them that. But
no,
as long
I'm
as you're on my
you,
show.
Why don't you tell them? Give
well,
me
then
a
why don't you come in and tell me how I need to rearrange my furniture and where I should put my food at then? Why don't you do that? I mean, that's what you're doing. You're trying
okay,
to tell
you're
me.
Doing what
you're
Dean does well.
But
because
you know what, Mr. Solution? Because this is how I was trained. And
okay,
look how
let me
I
ask
turned
Bobby.
Out. Hey.
Okay, since you see Bobby as a guru, Bobby,
yes.
do you think
Bobby's not a guru. He's a man. He's not a guru. God.
I say you present him as a guru. Bobby, do
no,
you think...
No, I never presented Bobby as a guru.
Hey,
I
hey,
presented
hey,
Bobby
hey,
as
hey,
a
hey,
man.
Hey, let him ask this question, because, see, I see what he's doing, and I want to see how far he's going to go with that. But what's your question, sir?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Some intelligence fails. Bobby,
no,
you
no, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't disrespect him like that. This is his show, okay?
Yes,
don't do
is.
That. See, you keep throwing stuff out there that's unnecessary. You're dropping bombs. And it's unnecessary. You're trying
well,
to
do the same thing when they drop bombs, okay?
Well, look,
all right,
no,
my
question
is, do you think it's better for a young man or a young woman to just have sex with one designated...
No one said anything about women.
Okay, you asked the question, and here's the answer to that. When I was 17, 18 years old, all I had on my mind was sex, okay? And I don't care what nobody told me. Now, what I would advise a person in this day and age would have them probably just out in no man's land. But what this brother is trying to do is deal realistically with what's going on. Because in most instances in this modern world, if a young man, and this is my advice to a young person, ideally, if the first woman you get with is everything that you're looking with, you'd be a fool to go around chasing other pieces of ass. You'd be a fool. But the likelihood of that happening in this modern era is just not that likely. It's just not going to happen. So when you ask me what kind of advice I give young people, I ask them first and foremost, what are you trying to accomplish? Are you trying to be sexually satisfied? If you can find one woman that you can have that kind of energy and vibe with, you are extremely blessed. But in all likelihood, that's not what's going to happen. That's the reality of today, not the morality of today, the reality of today. So if there's a brother out there that's telling him the truth and saying, look, man, if the first girl you bump with, it ain't happening for you, don't force it, okay, because there's somebody else out there for you. And if that means you have to have multiple relationships to find what you're looking for, but at least know what you're looking for. The difference between the conversation you have just heard from him and me is this. I'm at a stage in my life where I know what I'm looking for. When you're 17, 18 years old, chances are pretty good you don't know what you're looking for. It's my responsibility to tell him, look, it'll be better for you when you really get in touch with what you're looking for in a woman. You're not going to necessarily find it the first time out. The distinction between what he's saying and what I'm saying is minute. But what you need to stop doing, sir, is trying to diminish what this man is doing or pit him against me by using phrases, because you don't know him no more than you know me. And you know very little about me, because this is only the second time I've been on his show. You're talking like I'm a regular here because you keep making false assumptions. You need to be very careful about that, sir, very careful, because it diminishes whatever good points you may have to make, because you start an unnecessary argument when you start slinging arrows at people, man.
Okay. Miss Solution? Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm just having fun listening to you guys. Look, I think the situation...
But we're not playing, though.
This is not fun and games.
We're not
this
playing.
Is not a joke.
Trying
ain't
to make
a... playing.
Okay, let me say this.
We're not playing.
What connects you guys is very arbitrary and capricious. You guys
use a word that I can spell and define, but what is the purpose of using them? You know, arbitrary means that we don't know what the fuck we're talking about, and that we're doing it haphazardly, and we ain't doing neither one of them. So again, you still back. All you done changed is the language. You still throwing stones, sir. And I'm
cutting
to
me
what
off.
The fuck?
But that's
why
what women
you,
do.
Stone?
That's what women do with that mindset. They can't understand.
What is what he just said? He called me a woman. What do you have to say
to
that?
I apologize.
Because you're acting like a woman.
Okay, there
like
you
what?
Go. Now, well, I think you all are acting like women.
But then
you don't accuse us of being bums. You don't accuse us of not having meaningful employment. You done told us we're egotistical. And then you're going to step back. And then try to take the high ground? No, sir, it don't work like that, man. You can't.
What I'm saying is, if you look at what you guys define something, you always exclude it to where only you guys fit in. I don't know if you smoke dope together or what.
Never done drugs.
See, there you
I don't
go
do
again.
Drugs
there you go again, making assumptions that you can't even qualify.
I don't know what you do together, but guys who don't bow down.
You know, you need to shut the fuck up, man. So you done finally pissed me the fuck off, man. I done tried to be respectful to you, but you keep
on
making
assumptions. No, you haven't. You're a damn liar.
Look here, man,
you are a liar.
Look here, man.
All right. That's enough. Bob, again, I apologize.
Let me tell you who he is.
I apologize.
That man ain't got no life. He's bitter as hell. Because somebody's showing a dildo up his fucking ass, you know. And he comes, people like that just got to be heard. And he's making no sense. He's a walking contradiction, man. And
yeah, well,
for all the people who are listening to this, is what I'm trying to stay away from. Because sometimes you give people enough rope, they will hang themselves. And then they'll still dangle like a chicken and just keep on cackling long after they done revealed themselves. It's really sad that he doesn't have more to do with his life than to disparage people that he don't even know. He made too many assumptions that you just don't make in civilized conversations, man.
Well, and
dope smokers, derelicts, irresponsible, egotistical, all of the things that he couldn't possibly know about us. And then he wants us to give him room to keep, you know, pitching these arrows at us. I just don't feel that, man.
Well, the thing I've always said is that only an old school guy can recognize a young man going in the right direction towards manhood. I've always said that. When an older gentleman looks at you and says, okay, you know what? Like you said, you in the club, right, Bobby? You're in the club. When someone says that to somebody, that means they're doing something right. And unfortunately for Mr. Solution, no older head has looked at him and given him the nod that men really need to move to say, okay, I'm doing the right thing. I'm going on the right track. I'm going on the right pathway. And it's a club that not many people can get into. I'm not saying it's a secret society that you got to do all these things. I'm saying that being a man is an honor when you are honored by men that see you as a man. You know what I mean, Bobby?
Well, it goes back to respect. First of all, I apologize to the listeners for
we love that. No, you're good.
One thing I'm not going to take back anything come out of my mouth. I said that for your audience. I didn't say that for you. I said that because it needed to be said. But see, because I get a little perturbed when somebody talks over the phone like they wouldn't talk if he was standing in front of me. And I don't care if he's 7 foot tall. He ain't going to talk to me like that. All right? He ain't going to even want to unless he got a death wish. All right? Because I'm willing to die by that or kill. And I would prefer to kill somebody than to die over. So I'm going to pick my battles. But one thing
and
is, I don't care how big you are, you're not going to talk to me like that.
Right.
Because we did not attack him, and this is not an attack show. Call Russ Limbaugh or somebody else for that kind of foolishness. This is about trying to grow as human beings and deal with real-world situations. So my estimation of him, since he wants to get into the assumption game, but I don't think this is an assumption. That's a bitter man. That's a bitter male. He's not a man. He's a male. He's a bitter person because he has never met anybody that's in your position, that's happily married, walking straight up and down,
and calling it like he see it. So in his in his worldview, he don't think that's possible. So what he has to do is try to break the code and say, oh, no, that ain't even, that's not realistic. That's just y'all on just shining on the radio. Well, man, you have obviously never met any men, partner. And that's his problem, and anybody that thinks like that. Because I'm not trying to, you know, push my lifestyle on anybody. I'm saying this is how I live. This is not what I live by. Now, if you're having problems in your life and you want to try to, you know, peel a little some of this off and make it your own thing, which it's got to be, then, you know, have at it. But that kind of caller right there is the reason we're having so many problems in the world today, because they are so disconnected from what it takes to be happy and to be satisfied with your journey that you will shit on anybody else who's comfortable in their own skin.
That's real talk, and that's and the thing is that I am only I've told the guys this. If I wasn't married, you would not know me. You would not know of me because I wouldn't be on this motherfucking show taking 3 hours out of my life to talk to y'all. I wouldn't do that. But because I am retired and I'm out of this, I don't even want to say the game. I'm just out of it. I'm retired. I don't mind mentoring you guys. And one thing you'll learn is that even though we're talking about relationships all the time, it's not about relationships because, like 609 said, when you really get to know what we're talking about, you can utilize what we're teaching you in life, in work, working, getting up off your ass and getting a job instead of mommy waking you up every in the morning time or mommy fixing your dinner or mommy driving you to an interview. That's not what we are about. We are about to take responsibility for everything that we do, whether it's good, bad, right, or wrong. We're not going to apologize for the things that we do. We do what we do because we feel that's what needs to be done at that moment. But
can I ask Bobby a question?
Sure.
This is 609. This is in relation to a conversation that I heard you have on with Zoe Williams. I am really interested in terms of your thoughts of what's needed to give examples of positive manhood from the standpoint, like I heard you talk about like Paul Robeson and why we don't have men that like him, like spoke several languages and like you couldn't say that he wasn't at the top of his game. Is it necessary that we have to have examples? Is it that is it important to kind of shame people that are acting like males to become men? Like, how do you encourage people to be men instead of trying to be entertainers and athletes?
That's a very important question, and I appreciate you having the thoughtfulness to ask it. And the answer is you have to be exposed. Once you are exposed to the height of manhood, then you begin to construct a road towards that. And what I simply mean, until I heard about Paul Robeson, I didn't know that that was even humanly possible. I said, no way. Somebody has had that level of accomplishment. I'm older, I'm 50, I'll be 59 in July. And I share the same birthday with Nelson Mandela, okay? So I was able to read about him, and I actually saw the day on television when he came out of 27 years of incarceration, still wedded to his beliefs, and a greater man than when he went to prison. Okay, when I moved to California in 1983, in 1987, I actually met the great Jim Brown. And not only did I get to meet him, I had an opportunity to get my ego checked because I had to realize that I can either stand here and gawk at this man or I can try to bring something to the table. It took 4 years before he showed any interest in having me at anything other than arm's length. Okay, I had to earn the right to get into his circle. and to sit at his feet and to learn from watching this man deal with all kind of situations, what people thought of him, going through the frustration of not being able to attract the kind of resources to deal with the stuff that he had committed his life to doing. So you have to be exposed to what men are to become one. So to answer your question specifically, exposure is essential. You can't be something that you have not seen. You can't do it. You just simply cannot do it. You're shooting in the dark. But once you've seen it, read about it, studied it, researched it, immersed that into your fiber, and then take of it what you will, because none of these people are perfect. Everybody's flawed. But what makes a man is to be able to admit when he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then to correct that behavior and not look back. Because I'm going to tell you something, man, for sure. Life is pass-fail, and it's all day. And if you don't pass, you're taking that class over and over and over and over again. But what makes you a man is the willingness to try. I don't profess to be perfect. I got warts and flaws. But one thing I'm not going to ever do is look in the mirror and say, you know what, fuck it, man. I'm going to go ahead and get in where I fit in.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop trying to aspire to be that because I know what Paul Robeson had to deal with. I know what Jim Brown had to deal with. I know what Mr. Watkins had to deal with, who you'll never hear about because he's been in the grade 20 years. But he was just as much man as they were because he raised 10 kids. And when the Klan came at him in 1955, he stood up like Robeson would have. He stood up like Jim Brown would have or any number of other men who just they live by who they are. So to answer your question with a little more brevity, you have to be exposed to men to be one.
Yeah.
And they're available, historically speaking. You don't have to know them personally, but they're available, man. Just look up the word man, and I'm telling you, you will just that definition alone will allow you to begin to just go through that discovery. First of all, you have to want to be a man.
Yeah.
And then you just do the kind of things that attract you. The law of attraction kicks in. See, this brother that hooked me up on this phone right here, I've only known that he was on the planet as a human being less than 3 weeks, but the law of attraction brought us together. That guy, Mr. Solution, talked like me and him known each other all our lives. This is only the second time I've been on this show. And Steve and I have never met. You know, if I hadn't been in his website, I wouldn't even know what he looked like. But I know him. I know his heart. So to answer your question, it's a process of discovery. First thing you got to do is raise your hand, man, and say, that's what I want to be. I want to be somebody that you can rely on, that when he say something, he mean what he say. He ain't going to change his mind in the middle of the stream. He's going to stand for what he stands for, and he's going to come at you correct. He's going to come at you respectfully. So that's my best answer, brother.
Yeah, but what's up? What's up, Carl? What's up?
Hey, Smitty, man. Hey, y'all listen to you guys talking. Yeah, Mr. Solutions, we on the show, he'd get loose. But, you know, one thing I want to run by y'all, because, you know, one thing I feel like manhood is that, with me, I tell people the truth. And it may not be what they want to hear, but it also what they need to hear. I got a cousin, be 24, 25, talking about he want to get married. This nigga don't even own a car. My thing was, I was telling him, cuz, you have the direction in how your life is going to be. Why are you going to bring somebody else into that if you have no idea what the hell you want to do with your life? You know?
Well, it's important. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
Oh, and I was telling him was that, see, I never been married or anything. I never had a woman live in my house. But no one told him how sausage is made about how much of a responsibility marriage is. Everything is good until the light bill comes through. You know, I was telling him this stuff. And I was saying, dude, you're supposed to be the man in the house. You're supposed to be the leader. How the hell can you be the leader if you ain't controlled, not leading your own life?
Yeah, it's
important
to have. It's important to have. It's important to see. That's one thing I always try to tell these guys, especially when it comes to taking that step as far as marriage or even a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have your shit in order, because it won't be any order if you are coming in
and you're see, that's what I always say. And, you know, I hear women always scream about, you know, I'm sleeping with these men are irresponsible and all this other stuff. And this is the only time I'm going to co-sign with them on one thing, is that you have, as a man, there's no such thing as irresponsible. That's not even in the vocabulary of being a man, irresponsible. It's just not there. It can't be there, because that's like oil and water. You can't use the word man and irresponsible in the same sentence. It just doesn't work. So what's important is that you if nobody's there to guide that young man, you're going to have to try to guide him. But here's the thing. You can only do what you can. Again, what I got, just like this show, I don't stick a gun to no one's head and say, call in the show or y'all dead. No, I don't do that. You can only give him the knowledge that you can give him and try to steer him in a direction that's going to help him out later on. But if he's not willing to listen, because that's one of the key things, there's got to be a time where someone that knows a little bit more than you know, you have to shut the fuck up and listen. Don't ask any questions. Soak up all the information, then ask questions. But don't challenge somebody who has more knowledge than you. I had that problem today. I had someone trying to tell me how I should run my show. And I'm like, motherfucker, who are you? You can't tell me what the fuck to do. How the fuck does that work? And you know what I did? What's up?
Oh, I'm sorry. I will say, what I was telling him also was that came from my experiences. And I told him, like, before I joined the military, I was making $7.50 an hour at a grocery store shining apples. And I told him I dumped a chick because she was a good chick. But I said my life wasn't in order yet. And I also told him, before the one woman I probably would have married, I went to Guam. And I knew at 23 I was not ready for the responsibility to come with marriage, and I dumped her. You know,
and she
asked me straight up, are you trying to bang all those chicks there? I said, to be honest with you, yeah, but I don't want to ruin your life and have you drop school to come all the way to Guam to ruin your life. And I was telling my cousin, hey, this stuff, marriage is, hey, I said, there's always a honeymoon period. But I was like, look here. I said, I don't come to town but once a year. We don't even hang out. But you got to go back up the road because you and your wife's car, she got to go to work. You ain't a man that way.
But I love you enough. I love you enough to help you, and I love you enough to let you go. Because if you're not willing to take the information that's valuable, I'm talking about information that is valuable. If you're not willing to take that information, then as a man, I got to let you go, because I can't relate to anybody that takes the shortcuts. I can't relate to anyone that makes excuses, and I can't relate to anybody that's irresponsible. I can't do that, just like I can't be around a woman that I'm not trying to fuck, or not my wife. I can't do that. So you got to go on. Now, Bobby, what you think about that, what he was saying, Bobby?
Well, see, the thing about responsibility, it forces you to be realistic with yourself. I'm single right now because of mistakes that I made that put me in a situation where I could not get married and feel that I could uphold my end of that particular bargain as we have set the standard for marriage. And I told several women that was, you know, just going 100 miles an hour in that direction. I said, look, if you heard anything I said, it had nothing to do with whether I love you or I like you. It's what I need to feel about myself based upon where I'm at right now. Because one of the reasons I'm in this situation is I allowed a woman to convince me that we could make it no matter what, even though she already didn't understand what she was saying when she said that. And I knew she didn't know what she was talking about, and I capitulated. That was 20-some years ago. And it turned out horrible, because any time a man, as you have just described him to be, is not in a position to call them kind of shots, and a woman has an advantage like that, and you're still trying to make your own way, that's a recipe for disaster. So you got to be sure of who you are as a man and what you are willing to do and not do.
based upon some things. And it doesn't matter if a woman makes more money than you.
Right.
If she makes that an issue, you need to move on very quickly because it's gonna stay an issue. Because it doesn't matter who makes the most money, because that's not what makes you a man.
Right.
All right.
Yes.
It's the decisions that you have to make that are in the best interest of having a healthy relationship. It's like when it comes to dealing with children, I can't have a woman telling me that I got to think like she thinks because I'm not trying to be popular with this kid. All right. I don't have to be fulfilled. But that's in her DNA. She's a nurturer. By birth, she's a nurturer. Because we came from that nurturing in the womb for how many of a month, and then on that tit. I can't have that kind of relationship with a child. But what I can do is say, look, if I tell you to look both ways before you cross the street, that's not a request. That's a demand. And I ain't got time to explain that to you because if you don't listen to me, you're going to get your ass ran over. All right? And by the time you're old enough to appreciate what I was telling you, you're a grown-ass motherfucker yourself telling the next generation to do the same damn thing. And if that doesn't happen, then all hell breaks loose. So when you talk about responsibility, that's a very, again, language is a powerful thing. Some people use bad as a term of endearment. Other people use it in a derogatory way, a derisive way. So language has to be broken down to the point where we got a common understanding. So when you talk about being responsible, first thing you have to do is be responsible for yourself. So if that brother ain't got no car, that don't necessarily mean that that's the reason why he shouldn't get married. It does mean that he can't get where he needs to go. And what he can't do is put him in a situation where he's dependent upon an individual who got other shit to do. You see what I mean? So y'all got to have that discussion before you get married. Look, we get married. If we get married right now, here's the shit you got to put up with, and I bet not ever hear you complain about it.
Absolutely.
If you can sign off on that shit, then we can talk about it. But nine times out of ten, what that's going to mean is we do need to wait till I get some other shit, you know, off that to-do list. And if you can't wait, then fuck it. We ain't got no business getting married.
We'll fall back.
So it depends on what the common discussion is, man. People don't get a good enough understanding of where you are right now and where you're trying to go. If you know where you're trying to go and she signs off on that and she's supportive of that, then, you know, every situation can be different. But one thing got to be in unison, and that is the understanding of what you're trying to accomplish. And I don't think that brother's ready for that because it ain't just the car. It's what that lack of a car represents. He got to know, okay, I'm going into the relationship limping. So that means he got to have superwoman. And I ain't talking about somebody he's using. I'm talking about somebody who has identified him as he is right now as worthy of companionship. And that's a different kind of woman right there. And most, and if you don't ask them questions, woo, Lord, man, y'all going to be fighting all the time.
All the time. Yeah. And that's what we are trying to prevent, especially on here. When I talk to you guys about the dating is not the relationship, and the relationship is not living together, and living together is not engagement, and not engagement is not being married, and married is not fatherhood, which can fall into any one of those slots. You have to have established law, rule, and code about yourself first. You present that to that woman because she's going to have her own laws, rules, and codes. And if you're a square peg and she's a round hole, it's not going to work. And you might have to fall back. But what a lot of young men are doing, and this is why we're trying to tell you, you know, just because she looks good, just because she's got the fat ass, looks pretty, and all this other stuff, I don't care about those things because that's not showing me your behavior. Just because that car looks good on the outside and shiny, it could be broken on the inside. And that's why it's important to be able to say no and to be able to lose somebody. And that's why I always tell you that it's okay to be selfish that way, to love yourself so much that you put a restraining order on yourself. You love yourself so much because you know what? I'm all I've got. I love me. And it's okay to love yourself. And by loving yourself, sometimes you've got to make the tough decisions. That's why I always go back to Captain Kirk on the Enterprise. Kirk has to make decisions at a snap of a moment. He's got to make decisions. And that's the thing that you have to do. Make the hard decisions and live by them and look, realize that some of the decisions I make, I might lose this person. Why? Because
I stand for so many laws, rules, and curls and purposes, and I have all these things, these boundaries, that I have to say no. And if saying no means I'm going to lose that person, then that's okay. I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that. But the problem is you guys have to learn the skill, and I call it a skill, of being alone. It's great. It's one of the most wonderful things that you can ever learn as far as a skill is being alone. Because when a woman realizes that you have that skill, she can't touch you because she can't dangle being alone. Or I'm going to leave you if you don't do this. Or I'm going to go if you don't do that or you don't do what I say. When she realizes that you can live alone and be happy, she cannot touch you at all. I always tell you, you take the power of the pussy, they're powerless. They have nothing. They can't control you. And that's the thing I want you guys to see. You cannot be controlled if you know that, you know what? I can live alone. I can live by myself and be happy. I can be happy with a person. I can be happy by myself. But I've always told you guys, if you've never had a dog, if you guys have never owned a dog in your life, I always tell you to get one. You have to have a dog in your life. And the reason I say that is if your woman is not as loyal or greater, have a loyalty than a dog, then she's not even worth it. Because let me tell you something. My dog right there, my Rot, my dog, my baby right there, my dog, my Rot, is right there laying right next to me. When I get up, she get up. When someone come next to my door, she growl and all that. She is a very loyal dog. And guess what? My wife is much loyaler than my dog. But I'm just saying for you guys, you don't know what loyalty is until you get a dog. You have no idea what loyalty is. You may think you know what loyalty is, but get a dog and see how loyal that dog is. And if your woman can't be greater than that dog, she's not worth your time. She's not at all. Bob, you got anything on that big dog? I wonder if, he lost Bobby. Okay, I thought Bobby had something to say. Okay, well, but anyway, but that's what it's all about, guys.
True.
If you've got to have or own a dog. If you have never had a dog in your life, get one and see how loyal that dog is. Even when my dog, as a puppy, used to get in trouble, I could pat my chest and she'll wag her tail and right up to me and act like nothing wrong. Loyal. If your woman is not that, can't be as loyal as a dog, she's not worth it. You got to let her go. And that's the thing we're trying to tell you guys. Look, hey, I'm not going to tell you it's an easy road. Because let me tell you what, when I started young. I was lucky enough to start young. And I know a lot of you guys are kind of old, little old head, but you can start at any moment. It doesn't have to be an age to this. But it's just a hard journey. It's a hard journey to rewire your thinking, to see that, my goodness, really, I can say no and be fine with it. I don't have to hang out with women. I don't have to try to kiss a woman's ass to get her. It's the most amazing journey to take, and I'm telling you guys, I was lucky. Like I told, I'll be the first to tell you, like Bobby said, ain't nobody perfect. I tell you all the time. I can tell you all the stories when I used to go over a girl's house, like in the third, fourth grade or something. I go in her bedroom, she'll button my, like I talk a good game, right, guys? And I hate using the word game, but I'll use that in this thing. I would talk some good shit. How about that? And then I get over to the girl's house, and she unbutton my shirt, and I get nervous as fuck. I've done that, guys. I'll tell you, at the third grade, fourth grade, I remember having to the fifth grade. I told you, even with the babysitter, I'm in the bed naked with her, and I couldn't get my dick up. I was so nervous. But like I say, I done those things. I'm just saying, I did those things. But being able to be under the wing of somebody that has knowledge and has skill and can teach me how to be a man, what it did was it drew more women to me. And like Mr. Solution was saying, look, I'm not telling you guys to go out there and fuck every woman you can. I'm just saying that I have something in me that's all I can, that's all I'm built on. I know that And I always watch this show called Revolution on NBC, and y'all need to check out that Hannibal shit. But anyway, but I always say if the world shut down, I'm going to be fine. It'll be chaos for everybody else because you can't tweet. You can't go on your Facebook. You can't look at someone. You can't do all these things. Y'all going to go crazy. But that's why I'm trying to get y'all gentlemen to be adaptable. 571, I see you popping on. 571, you on. What's up, big dog?
Hey, hey, how you doing there, Big Dean?
Oh, who's this?
Hey, in the East Coast. I've been listening to y'all for a year. I'm one of those old heads.
Okay, what's going on with your East Coast? Talk to me. What's up with you, big babe?
You know, this is my 33rd year of marriage. And even being married.
Congratulations.
And I still learn a lot from you all. And I think about with my daddy, you know how you say when you come along when you're young, he always told me, now he didn't tell me how to go along in life. He said, you know, there's always women out there. And
yes.
I never really understood that. He says, there's always another one.
Yes.
And I just happened to find the right woman, you know.
Good. Congratulations, man. Congratulations.
But I have a son that's 26. And I'm working on him to listen to your show. You know, it's helpful that you can learn. You know, you can always learn. So there are things that you can agree with or disagree
right.
with. But
right.
I like what you bring to it.
Appreciate that. Well,
and
like you say, I've got a son, I've got two sons, and I'm trying to bring them up as men. And as men, they want to be engineers, and that's where they're going. I expect them to be engineers. That's what they want to be. They ain't going to be working at Walmart. They want to be engineers. We're going to do everything we can to allow them to be engineers. But I will say this, 571, I tell them all the time, what are the three things that you can do to lose favor? Daddy, I can't do drugs. Daddy, I can't drink. And Daddy, I can't have no babies. Say it one more time. Daddy, I cannot drink. Daddy, I cannot do drugs. Daddy, I cannot have babies. No matter how bad my friends try to tell me or how bad the peer pressure is, I cannot do those things. Because if you do those things, you lose favor from Dad. That's it. I will back you and love you, but I have enough love for you to cut your ass off, too, if you get into that drugs and drinking, and I'm not down for babies. Like I say, I've been a prime example for my sons. I've never had any children out of wedlock. You know, I've been going through a lot of them, 571, but never had any through wedlock because I was always wrapping up. Okay, guys, that's all I tell you guys.
Yeah.
But it's not, and again, the show we're doing, again, is about relationships and stuff, and that's why I'm working on a new site to get on more of some of the man stuff. But being a man, you have to be a man in every aspect, and I'm not saying that your wife, like I say, for instance, you know, my wife is great with numbers, accounting, taxes, and all that other stuff. I suck at that. I can admit, I suck. I'm fine with that. But like I've always say, she handles the money when it comes to that. But when we go out to dinner, which we'll probably be doing tomorrow night, or we'll do lunch tomorrow, then we'll go to dinner later on, I read the books, and we sit and we talk and discuss. And plan a future. I mean, matter of fact, and you know, I'm not trying to toot my horn. I'm just telling y'all what's going on here. Right now, I'm having a big problem trying to buy arcade games because we're having a big end of the year party for our kids who are honor roll students. They're gonna have this big, huge party, and we want to put more arcade games up in the game room and get a DJ and let them swim and all that other stuff to reward them for the job that they've done. And you know, that's what we're talking about. That's our discussions. You know, I'm trying to figure out a budget, you know, that's meaningful enough to buy a bunch of fucking arcade games. But what I'm trying to tell you guys is that you have, as a man, you have to have your hand in every cookie jar. Doesn't mean you have to say, this is what it's going to be like, because I don't treat my woman like that. And that's why I tell you guys, you treat people the way you want to be treated.
You're down the right path.
I'm never gonna raise my voice. I don't need to raise my voice to my woman. My woman's never gonna raise her voice at me because we have an understanding. I don't need you. Look, if you have something to talk about, we can talk just like this. You don't need to raise your voice to get your point across because
you're a good leader.
You, Right. But if you ever raise your voice, but some, what I'm saying is if we weren't married and you ever raised your voice at me, we wouldn't be in a relationship. Because you're never going to raise your voice because don't think I'm that dude. Because that's what a lot of women are used to, 571. They're used to those guys that will allow them to raise their voices and be disrespectful. And that, yeah. I'm not built that way.
By being disrespectful, and that is the key. Now, I have a brother that's 43. He's mm-hmm. single, no children.
Yeah.
He owns two pressers, and he's strictly an alpha male.
Wonderful.
He doesn't take any stuff.
Wonderful.
You know, he can take, love him or leave him. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
And so with my son, I you know, it takes men to raise men.
Yes.
And you can't do it all by yourself.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm going to get off the line, but I listen to you regularly.
I appreciate it. Yeah, tell your son, like you say, I will love to help your son. I mean, again, I know you got everything under control. It's good. I mean, like I say, if your son would like to listen just to be reinforced, absolutely. But I'm sure he's got a good father. Father knows he's doing late. 33 years, and that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to catch you. 33 years in this computer-driven age is amazing. Some people can't get past two or three. So, again.
What I want to say is, but I still love women. You know, when I'm out there in the mall, I check them out.
Of course. Hey, you ever watch True Blood? You watch True Blood 571? You ever see that show True Blood on HBO?
Yeah.
I always tell my boys I'm drinking synthetic blood. That's why I say I don't need to go out. I don't need to be around any motherfucker. I got all my little toys at home. I ain't trying to go out there. Not that I'm gonna do anything. It's just I just don't need to be out there, dog. It's just
but
like
I
say, man.
But I do agree with you. You don't need to be alone. You know, like you said, you know your personality.
Yeah.
You put yourself in that situation. Because a man is a man.
but it's too easy today. That's the problem.
Oh, it is.
The problem, we only got 11 minutes. Here's the problem. The problem is, like back in our day in the 80s, and that's why I want y'all guys, if y'all get a chance, watch on the Discovery Channel, and I'll pull it up. It's called How the 80s Changed the World or something like that. Watch how the 1980s have affected how you watch, listen, have your computers and your telephones. Watch it. Very important. But back in those 80s, we didn't have that technology, guys. So
no.
We had to talk to them. We had to walk up and talk to them. And now that we have learned that skill as youngsters, you don't have to talk now. You can simply send some stupid-ass text to a woman. And that's why it's not fair for them when guys like me, Ron, Bobby, J. Murph, Dion, Flash, you know the fellas, it's not
yep.
fair because I know you're done before you even know, before you even realize that you're done. Because all I got to do is get on the guy, just chop it up with you, hey, how you doing, chop that game, and then get you off the grid into the real world. Then that's going to amaze you even more because most guys try to hide behind their words. And that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. Get them in the real world and start talking to them. They're going to be amazed. You're like, wow, you're real. You're not just a bunch of numbers and letters and symbols and likes and comments. That's the problem, and that's why I tell you guys, as men, it's okay for your woman to be on the computer. I have no problem. Matter of fact, but see, this is how cold our shit is over here. My woman don't even Facebook. She don't even like that shit. She's like, only time I get on the computer is pay bills. That's all she is on the computer for. But see, y'all ain't got that shit on that level. But I'm just saying that when you do get your shit on that level, there is no Facebook unless it's for business or family. I'm not about that gossipy stuff because that is an addiction. That could be an addiction because this self-importance is so great. People feel like they need to be heard. They need to be liked. They feel they have the need to tell people what the fuck they're drinking at what bar. What, really? I mean, it's gotten to that point where they feel like they got to tell people what they're doing because they think they're so important that they got to tell people just so people can like it or comment on it. Really?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. When we get into the hardcore man stuff, because like I say, I'm working on another website, getting to the man stuff, that's unacceptable. If you can't control that or control your money, your finances, your credit, because I'm going to teach y'all guys that you got to do background checks on these women now. I don't want you to just marry her because she's beautiful and she can give you beautiful kids. You need to do background checks.
Because yeah, like the game, you know, where the young lady is $80,000 in debt.
Yeah.
The guy married and he didn't know she was in debt like that.
It's only 20 bucks for it, too. It's only 20 bucks for a background check. It tells you how come.
Yeah, but whatever she has is y'all going to accumulate when y'all become a couple. I'm telling you. So I'm just saying, and debt is one of the biggest causes of divorce, and I just want to let you guys know. I want you gentlemen to be on your P's and Q's because we are a small group of individuals. We are small. We're not big.
Yep.
Like you say, we're like 300. We're just a small group. But we are the most powerful group of individuals on the face of this fucked up ass fucking feminized planet. They cannot touch us.
Right.
I'm not saying your woman can't take you to court one day. She can and she has that power, guys. Absolutely. But you know what? I've had guys, and these are men, the only reason their women have taken them to court is because they love them so much they can't handle losing them. So they want to do what they can to hurt them. And that's the thing that I want you guys to understand, that women do things for odd reasons, but when they're fucking with men, they know the only way they can hurt or damage us or chink us, I won't say hurt us, to chink our armor is to do the one thing is fuck with our kids. They know that. A lot of women know that. And what I'm saying is that's why the choices that you make when it comes to women, you have to make smarter choices. I don't want y'all getting a lot of women pregnant. I don't want you to have kids out of wedlock. I would like for you to be married. I would like for you to be parents so you can raise these children like a boy. Like a man, where your daughters can see, wow, that's what a man is like. And this is what I want to marry because look how he treats my mom and look how my mom is with her and look how they interact with each other. That's what I want. That's what I'm giving to my children. And you know what? I'm not saying you all are my children. You all not my children. I'm just trying to show you that, look, there's a different side over here on the other side of the island that you can either, as a man, clean up and sleep with as many women as you want that you choose to, or you can get married and have a great relationship. And like 571, have 33 years? That's fucking amazing, man. That is fucking amazing. Matter of fact, 571, it's so amazing. I'm going to send you a free product, man. I'm going to write your number down. I'm going to call you. And matter of fact, I got your number. Just send me an email. Some motherfuckers be sending me emails. Say, yeah, I'm 571. Send me an email with your whole number because I'm writing your number down. I just got your number down. But send me an email, and we'll talk behind the scenes. But I'm going to send you a product because, again, I appreciate you for having that longevity, and that's I'm trying to catch your ass, really. I'm trying to catch you. That's good shit, man.
Again, I just want to say I appreciate your show. And for like my son, he's a different generation, and they need all the help they can get.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. They're in trouble, and that's what I'm saying. We that's why I'm that's your homework assignment, guys. I'm gonna hurry up. We got like 4 minutes. Let me see if I can pull this shit up. Is it on Discovery? Hold on. Let me see here. You know I'm a nerdy guy. I love just watching the Discovery Channel, Animal Planet, and shit like that. So let's see here. Don't judge me, guys. Hold on. Let me see if I can do while I'm talking to you. Let me see. I think it's Discovery. It's 27. I think it's channel 276. So it's Nat. I think it's Nat Geo. You got DirecTV.
Yeah.
It's Nat Geo, guys, and it comes on Sunday. Sunday night, it's very important that you watch this because you get to see how the 80s changed things. Again, I'm a child of the 80s. I grew up in the 80s, so this is why I am the way I am because things were getting together in the 80s. What you have today, hold on, let me see. What is it called? Hold on. Sunday, I'm at 10 a.m. I'm hurrying up, guys. 4 o'clock, I'm scrolling. Okay, here we go, 9 o'clock. Here we go. It's called the 80s. The Decade That Made Us. There's two parts of that, okay, guys? And it comes on Sunday. It's called The 80s, The Decade That Made Us. And it's going to break down why you have your laptops and why you have your cell phones and why we have video games and stuff like that. And speaking of video games, if you're a video game head, We have a new website for you also I put out on the page. It's called TSPradio.com. It's a website for if you play video games. So if you go over there, support the show, y'all can call in. We have a show on Tuesday nights where we talk Madden and video games. So just to let y'all know that. But anyway, but that's your homework assignment, guys. Channel 276, Nat Geo, the 80s, the decade that made us. Watch that and learn what we did in the 80s for you motherfucking ungrateful little-ass kids nowadays. You know what I'm saying? 571. They understand. They understand what we went through, dog. Had to play Pong and shit like that. They don't know about Atari 2600 and E.T., and I don't even want to get into that. But we had to put, hey, guys, we had to put quarters in the machine to play video games, and to make a phone call was like 25 cents, 25, 35 cents. We had to pay phones and stuff, but they don't understand that. But it made us different people. But anyway, our show is about to cut off. But, guys, please have a very, very wonderful and safe weekend. If you have any questions or comments or anything, send me an email. I would love to talk to you. Again, I appreciate Bobby coming in. Bobby's a man. Hey, guys, Bobby's that dude, man. Yeah, good. Bobby's that motherfucking man, dog. Bobby's that dude. So, you know, when he comes in, man, I sit back. I slide back and let him take the chair lead. That motherfucker cold as hell. So, but anyway, I want to thank all you guys. Please be safe. Please check out the show, and definitely we'll see you next Thursday.